Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Greetings to my fellow veterans. This is Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of Veterans Affairs for the state of California. I'm a Korean vet, and it is my honor to serve in the U.S. Army as a new immigrant to this great country. Thank you for your service. It will not be forgotten. It should be remembered that freedom is not free. It has been secured by brave sacrifice that all members of our military and their families have given since the beginning of a great, wonderful nation. Thank you for your service.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Coming up on 7 after the hour, it's time for us to put together as a collective here on the DJV program an overview from our perspective of the top 10 stories and people this week, according to the charts at People's Magazine. Maybe not. At Talkers Magazine, although People might have a top 10 list of the sexiest men around, who knows what's in People Magazine. That's not our focus, though. It's the focus of Talkers Magazine each week to study the stories that are in the top 10 list from all of the radio stations that they monitor, talking to hosts and that sort of thing. So we have our list of the stories. We have our list of the people, ladies. I want to do the people. We normally go through the story list, but I want to take a different approach this week. Jennifer Horn is here from the DJV program and also Mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles. Victoria Keelan is here from the DJV program and the popular podcast Beauty Pop. And Jay Kirshner is here, who's in charge of our social media and one of the members of the band and the DJV program, also Mother to Mac. There we go. Those are the bona fides for the people who are here. And by the way, Doug Steffen has a new grandson this week whose name is Jasper. You can see
he's
those
number
pictures.
One on the people list, right?
He is yes. Number one on the people list.
He's so fat he could take up a couple
chunker.
Spots on the list.
He's cute.
He's adorable, but he's a fat baby. He's a big,
right.
Big baby.
Big baby. Okay, so at number 10 on the people list, the combination of Julius Jones and Kevin Stitt. This is something that has brought around. I wonder if this will do for the death penalty what George Floyd did for black relations. This looks like one of those things that has gotten so much attention. It's like, you know, the straw that breaks the camel's back. The governor granted clemency to Jones. The governor is Stitt. Jones was supposed to be executed for the murder of a fellow named Paul Howell, which he did not commit. So how did the governor have any choice? You know, the governor's being, oh, this is wonderful. He had no choice.
Governors and presidents and people can commute sentences all the time. So he was able to commute the sentence. A lot of people are saying, well, he should have just thrown it out. Well, his power doesn't necessarily go there. He, I think, did what he could, but they're already, the ACLU and other groups, other activist groups are working to help him fight this and to get a
him,
retrial.
Him, Julius Jones.
Yeah.
I mean, this
and
is
he's
one
always,
of the...
Go ahead. Oh, sorry. The last point is that everybody's been calling him innocent, and that's because he's maintained his innocence since this happened back in 1999. It was a murder, a carjacking. He said he didn't commit that crime, yet he was convicted. So whatever the evidence was, if it was created, I don't think any of us really know all the details about it. But certainly,
there's just a lot of questions.
Just well, the gun was found at the family's home, but
the
there's not much more about it.
Yeah, and he knew who the guy was, and he has admitted that he was in college at the time. He was running with the bad crowd, and the guy who also went to jail, the two of them went together. The guy rolled over, basically took a plea deal, and so he's the one who actually really killed Mr. Howell. And so, but he blamed it on Julius and was able to take a deal and by turning him over. So Julius ended up with the death penalty. The other guy got, I don't know, 20 years or something like that. But he's really the one that is the people are now looking at in, you know, with a different lens. But the interesting thing is, like, the behind the scenes of this was really remarkable, and I know so much else is going on. I wish this was a bigger story, you know, in talk radio as well. I know it just made number 10 on the list recently, but this was something that people from all political backgrounds came together on this. Wow. Super conservative people, super liberal people. I mean, every politicians, athletes, you know, Kim Kardashian was involved with this. John Grisham, the author who started the Innocence Project. So many people came forward with this and said, we're going to be executing an innocent man here. And when you have so many people put politics aside, I thought it was just a really, really important moment for our country. And the other thing that was interesting, Kim was on the phone with Julius. He has not been touched or hugged by a family member in 20 years. He is not allowed to have, and even before going to the death chamber, he was still not allowed to have any family visit him in person. He could only talk to them on the phone. So he was on the phone with Kim. While he was on the phone with her, and she detailed this, I thought it was interesting, whoever the person from the prison came in to basically force feed him the anti-anxiety medicines that everyone has to take so that you don't freak out because you're being killed. And Julius refused to take them because he said he had a clear conscience and he had nothing, that he didn't need to be drugged, and that if this was,
but it got,
you know,
so
his
close
that,
why,
oh, it got so close,
that,
that's what I'm saying,
so
it got
long.
So
what
it got so
world?
Close it got so close that they were literally trying to give him the medicine. I mean, that's how close this got. And so the governor Stitt said that, you know, he prayed on it and all this other stuff, and I guess came to the conclusion that he needed to commute the sentence. Now, he's still, right now, like Jen said, Julius Jones is technically in prison without the possibility of parole.
Oh, but he's still in prison?
He's still in prison, but because that's what Jen was saying, he can't release him. He can take him away from the death penalty.
Right.
But now,
why can't
alive.
He just pardon him like so
he
many
can't.
Other?
It's not how the law works.
I don't think that's the gubernatorial power for
right.
him. Yeah,
because a jury has, you know, this needs to be a new trial, and this is, and
but
it
that's
probably
what it looks like
be.
He's going to get. And the fact that he has a stay of execution and life in prison, that may not seem great to people. In fact, I saw a bunch of people who are kind of dopey online going, there's
so many
enough.
People are ill informed about this.
That's the problem. It's like, this is the most that could happen, and the fact that he's not sitting at, you know, now. Not upright anymore on the planet is the win, because now you can get him another trial. Now he can go through it. And so, yeah, it may not be an immediate release like a lot of people think, but for the law, this was the best possible outcome for him where he is right now.
Mm-hmm. And also the parole board in the whoever was overseeing his case, not the parole board, but there was some sort of judiciary board in the prison system that looked over this evidence. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, he's guilty. The gun was found in his attic. Well, what moron would hide a gun wrapped in a red bandana, which was the number one thing that
like
witnesses
evidence.
Saw was the red bandana that the guy was wearing.
Seen enough TV
it's
shows?
So planned. Yeah, exactly. He said
Law
he wasn't even
order.
At home. Exactly. So anyway, now I lost my train of thought. Thanks with the Law and Order thing. But anyway,
So what I want to know is the one thing that I'm throwing into this, there is the prominent black people who have been associated with the outrage here, but where are the appropriate white people? Like, where's Joe Biden?
I just
everybody.
I don't know names. Okay, well, like Governor Van Jones went through a whole list. Yeah, Van Jones went through a whole list of people who were super conservative and white, and this was a universal thing that a lot of people came together on, which is rare.
Number 9 on the people list: the Premier or President of China, Xi Jinping. It's Xi, right? Isn't that how you pronounce it?
Very good. I'm very impressed.
How long's the guy been in power?
I normally don't like to pronounce his name because I don't think he deserves the respect. of that. So the latest
there. Call them the chairman of the CCP. You know, a lot of people call him President Xi. I do it all the time.
Chinese Communist Party.
Is he not the president? What is he? He is, but he doesn't deserve the title of president because he wasn't elected. So
right.
Let's call him the chairman of the CCP.
There you go.
Let's call him a murdering thug, which is what he is. All right, so there was a 3.5-hour call this week between Mr. Xi and Joe Biden. What came out of that? There wasn't any discussion about anything that was important, as far as I could see, when it came to COVID, which they're the number one culprit in. Not a word, right? Am I wrong on that, or am I right?
No, it's true. And in fact, even after the meeting, a lot of the press from all walks of the media, not just conservative outlets, were asking the White House press secretary why Biden didn't ask about COVID. And she defended him, basically saying that they have other plans, they have other things. Well,
yeah.
Look, you have the world stage. People are paying attention to this. People already kind of felt like she kind of ate Joe's lunch for a couple of reasons. One, the meeting was held at 9 a.m. China time. It was held at, like, whatever it was, 8 p.m., I think, well past the Biden bedtime. And the fact that they made him kind of be the one who had to stay up late into the night to do this call seemed a bit of a power play. And the most prominent thing is the fact that President Xi came on the line and said, "Hello, old friend." Now, that may not seem significant, but that's literally like giving the guy a poop sandwich, because Biden had said for a while on the campaign trail, "Oh, I have this great relationship with Xi. We've traveled together. We've had many meetings." And then when he started getting the heat about him kind of being on the take from China with the Hunter Biden laptop being discovered and all of that, he backed away. And so just as late as a couple of weeks ago, he was asked if President Xi, why wouldn't you go talk to your old friend about cooperating with the COVID research? And he said, he's not my old friend, and kind of went off about, got angry about President Xi being called his old friend. And so that the fact that Xi sits down and the very first thing that comes out of his mouth is, "Hello, old friend," is a slap. And it's also really clear that they're watching every single move, every single step in this country, the division, everything, because they keep using it against us on the world stage. And it's, you know, they're low blows to Joe, to Antony Blinken a couple of months ago during their summit. Right.
Yeah. Okay. Number 8 on the countdown is a focus in terms of people on Alex Jones. We'll get to that after this.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, "Man, you got a memory like an elephant." It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statement, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Okay, so at number 8 on the people list is Alex Jones, the talk radio host. And I say this not even advisedly. Most of the people that are doing this for a living with me
have not been around as long as I have been around, frankly. I don't say that to brag. I just have been doing this longer than actually anybody else except Jim Bohannon and I, both about the same length of time. And so when I look at guys like Alex Jones who are opportunists, I think everybody's entitled to their point of view. And I think we need to be held accountable for our points of view. You know, there are some people who say he's dangerous. And in a way, I guess he is. But he got his comeuppance this week because he's been found guilty in that trial. What was it? Half a dozen families sued him after he claimed that the Sandy Hook massacre at the school was a hoax. Right? And so they got him, and they got him good. And whether it puts him out of business or not, I don't guess that he should be shut down, but he deserves to get the black eye that he got, frankly. There are other ways of approaching it. Everybody's different, and the only way he can sell stuff is to be outrageous because he doesn't have any talent to do anything
else. I was going to say, there's no talent there. That's just, I don't know, I don't
noise.
Get it.
Yeah, it's noise. 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
KCNR 96.5 FM, KCNR1460.com, and AM 1460 has teamed up with Golden Valley Bank for Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans for their service, and a portion of the proceeds goes to help out local homeless veterans. Golden Valley Bank at 250 Hempstead Drive, Suite 100, creates a truly unique local banking experience. Talk to our relationship banker today at 222-4000. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Fall savings are underway at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. Maximize your car wash savings with car washes starting at only $9. A clean car is essential to the value and even safety of a vehicle. And at Quick and Clean Car Wash, they have a variety of car wash packages to choose from. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Quick and clean. Fabulous fall specials going on now at High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane. Also in Roseville and Petaluma. High Noble Safe Company has fireproof and waterproof safes. Protect your guns, cash and valuables, heirlooms and collectibles, and important documents. With delivery, moving and repair service available in Reading, Roseville and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050 or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to take this moment to thank our veterans and those currently enlisted in the military for their service. Since 2006, Reading Kia has set out to be the premier automobile dealership in the North State. There's always a military incentive rebate on all new 2022 Kias at Reading Kia. Test drive a 2022 Kia Sorento today. Reading Kia, home of the 20-year, 200,000 limited-mile powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
By 23 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review, the folks who are on the DJV program weekday mornings on lots of stations around the country are here with me. I'm Doug Steffen to review the top 10 stories and people list from Talkers Magazine as an accompaniment to the official Talk Radio Countdown Show that I do with Michael Harrison. Now, at part of each hour in the DJV program, we aim to talk about what's trending on social media and get to people's responses who are listening to the program. Joe Biden is talking about the U.S. is considering to boycott the Olympics. So this is
a diplomatic boycott.
Yeah, okay. So what does that mean?
The athletes can still go, right?
It'll just be the diplomats that will not be part of the opening ceremonies.
Is that because of our relationship with China? Did he say this to President Xi?
I think this is about the Uyghurs. Other than that,
did they talk about the Uyghurs this week? These two guys? She didn't talk about
do we know? Do we know what was in the 3 hours of the conversation?
Yeah, we do, yeah. And we know that President Xi, now the administration is admitting it, kind of drew a red line about the United States not getting involved with Taiwan. That was first reported by Chinese media. Now the United States media has confirmed that, but nothing about Uyghur Muslims, nothing about COVID.
I mean, there were also limitations that were already set in order to have the call, and there were topics. Why even have a call if you can't talk about the two most?
Why give them that win?
I agree with that. I just think that, you know, facts are facts. I mean, this was already pre-negotiated before they had the call. That happens in almost every diplomatic phone call.
Of course, about what they can talk about, but why even make it a thing? Why give the president 3.5 hours in the middle of, literally in the middle of his night? Because we know he shuts down his day very early. He's not like a Trump night owl. He cuts his day about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So he stays up extra late so that he can have this phone call. And it just doesn't look good. If you can't talk about some of the things that are really important, then what's the point?
All right, so Jay, what are the listeners saying about this?
Well, regarding the political boycott, Chris Bialcino questions why not a full boycott, which kind of echoed a lot of what other people are talking about.
Yeah, but that's right. But I understand that. But the thing that really is annoying, though, is if you talk to the actual athletes who have been training for this, some of them, this is their last Olympics. Some of them, it's their first. The athletes are the ones who want to go forward with this. So I feel like it's easy for a couch potato to just say, oh, well, why not a full boycott? Well, then talk to the athletes and let them make the decision.
So pretty much everybody echoed the same thing.
How about just don't let China have the Olympics? Why doesn't the world?
Well, that's the Olympic
committee
should have gotten. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, and a lot of the comment too was, who cares about the Olympics anymore? A lot of people are so tired of the Olympics being politicized, just as everything else, that they've already been boycotting, regardless of the fact that the upcoming Olympics are in Beijing.
The Julius Jones clemency. What are people saying about that?
Winfield Jeremy commented that the overwhelming evidence found in the case says he's guilty. Lauren Sherrill says a commuted sentence is just wasted money. And David Marr asks, if he's innocent, why did he get life in prison without parole? Which is something we discussed earlier, that's part of the law.
People don't understand. This is a simple Google search. Like, this is not hard to understand these facts. It's just not.
But some people don't, because we've gotten into emotions. It's the same thing with Kyle Rittenhouse. You can think all day long that Kyle Rittenhouse shouldn't have been there. But the point is, did he act in self-defense, or was this intentional murder? And people let their feelings color how the law is applied.
And the fact that there's still so many people that are in the camp of believing Kyle Rittenhouse killed black people, not white people.
I know.
Oh, America, get it together.
Well, you know what? In part, it's people's lack of attention to detail. And also the educational system that teaches people how to read and how to understand and comprehend. And also the fact that it's a shiny, the news media is supplanted by social media and the shiny coin theory. Whatever shows up, whatever, you get the headline and that's it. Let's keep moving. And so there's a lot of stuff, I guess we'd call it ignorance. 28 after the hour. Elizabeth, what's the deal? Now, you always are running specials at Calitrin, so what's the approach for people to get the best for their buck?
It's so good to give your body back that collagen protein, the way that your body had it when it was younger. Well, right now we actually have a huge fall special where when you buy 3 months supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, it's not a quick fix fad product, but our 90-day supply has huge results. And when you buy that 90 days, you're going to get 90 days free. So you're basically paying half price. It's buy three, get three free, and it's also unlimited. So if you wanted to stock up and save even more, it's on our website. You can buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10. It's on toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS. You can also use the promo code DJV to not have to pay shipping on any orders of Calitrin, too.
Check it all out at toploss.com. That's the Calitrin website that works, and that's why I'm proud to be behind it and endorse it. DJV at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. To prep for and save during this holiday shopping season, customers with EBT cards and select government assistance programs can get 50% discount on an Amazon Prime membership, paying just $5.99 a month. Customers who verify their eligibility can receive access to all Prime benefits, including free two-day delivery on over 100 million items, exclusive shopping deals and discounts, as well as access to thousands of movies, shows, and music. Eligible customers can also use their SNAP EBT card benefits on Amazon and Amazon Fresh to order groceries, including shelf-stable pantry items, fresh produce, meats, dairy, and more for all their upcoming holiday needs. Customers can save time with free and convenient home delivery on qualifying orders. No Prime membership required. Plus, Amazon makes life easier with secure delivery and return options, including Amazon Hub Lockers, and allows shoppers to save on everyday essentials like diapers and cleaning supplies. For more information and to save 50% on Amazon Prime membership, visit Amazon.com/qualify.
You can take it with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There's no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is part of Operation Holiday Salute, honoring our veterans and the men and women who are currently on active duty for their courage, bravery, and sacrifice. North Valley Distributing at 530-222-1500 wants to thank the brave men and women who have taken an oath and have proudly served or are currently serving our country and the American people. North Valley Distributing, part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
With Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 34 after the hour here on our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Warren, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner as we go through the people list, doing it a little differently. There's a people list from talkers and there's a story list. So the people list this week has number 7, Kyle Rittenhouse. And the comments on social media about this trial, I was wondering whether there are any comments about MSNBC being banned by the judge in this trial. What do we think, ladies?
They should have been. Did you hear what they did? Do you know why they got banned?
I'm not sure. I've heard two different stories.
they sent their reporter to, who was a freelance reporter, admittedly, but the freelancer had orders from MSNBC to follow the jury bus to try to take their pictures as they were exiting the bus. Now, anybody who knows anything knows that the jury cannot be identified, and you cannot, that is something that will immediately lead to a mistrial with, and lead to no verdict ever being met if a picture of the jury is published. All you can release are demographics, basically. Five men, seven women, whatever. That's the only kind of information. And so MSNBC sends this guy out, takes a picture of the jury, gets caught. And so the judge is like, nope, you've lost your privileges, you're out, because you could have screwed up the whole trial.
Yeah.
Well, this just speaks to what is so much a part of what is so-called journalism today. These gotcha people are out there to make a story for themselves.
Well, everyone thinks they're TMZ. It's like the new standard. That's something TMZ would do. And TMZ would be stupid because they could trigger a mistrial as well.
TMZ is smart enough. Harvey Levin is smart enough not to take pictures of the jury. He's a lawyer, and he knows what this does. I mean, you can throw out a case for anything like this to go wrong. So all of this work, this energy, the protests that are going on inside of the courthouse, everybody paying attention would be out the window because MSNBC wants to take a picture of the jury. That's ridiculous.
It tells you the fiber of the management of the company. Whether it's MSNBC and the person that runs the news department there, or the global big umbrella of NBC, or Comcast that owns Universal and NBC, where does it all, does it trickle uphill? The buck stops at the desk of the guy who runs the entire operation? Because if in fact they're really watching, if they're management, if they're in charge, then they're either in charge or they're not in charge. And guys like that at the top will throw the ball down the stairs, and some guy in the middle or the person who runs the news department at MSNBC gets fired, something like that. But it's still, the cost, it seems to me, is clear. That is a blight on NBC as well.
Shouldn't they know better? I mean, NBC
of course they should know
better. Used to be a pretty powerful news bureau.
Yeah.
But who's also, here's a question though, who's also stopping people, the protesters who are outside, from taking pictures and posting on social media of the jurors?
They go to a different location. They don't walk in and out of the courthouse. So a bus picks them up at some location, and then they're brought in underground into the courthouse, and that's how they get in.
Right.
So they can hear. The protesters have thrown things at the bus, but the bus has shades on it, essentially.
What moron would throw things at the bus? What are they throwing things at the bus for?
We talk off the air, on the air. The show continues. But the jury, part of why I think this is taking so long and why this process has gone so long is that I think there are a lot of people who are really concerned about the ramifications of a verdict for their community and for themselves personally.
On which side? Which going which way?
The jury feeling like they're going to get attacked based on what decision they make.
Is it either whether he's guilty or not guilty? It's going to make
no
difference.
Yeah, riots are going to happen no matter what the verdict is. Yeah.
All right. So, what are people on social media, Jay, saying about the Kyle Rittenhouse trial?
A lot of people are saying he's innocent. He should be found innocent. Regardless of why he was there is not why he's on trial. Very few people are saying that he needs to be held accountable, and even his mom or whoever supplied him with the gun. But for the most part, it's going to get really, really upsetting in Kenosha because people are going to riot regardless of what the verdict is because there's such a strong stance on whichever side you are and what you
believe. Well, I'm looking at some of the comments. A guy named Todd Osborne said the bottom line, if you go looking for trouble, you'll find trouble.
Right, but that's not a legal argument. Sure,
no,
that's fine. That's what everybody thinks.
Thinking.
But
Well, and the fact remains, a lot of people are still basing their opinions on other people's opinions. Not enough are doing research. The fact that people still don't even know the race of the victims is kind of upsetting.
Yeah.
You see racial injustice signs in front of the courthouse, and it's surprising because you go, is this like a weird alternate universe? Like, nobody's black. Like, it's not surprising for me to see those signs in front of the Ahmaud Arbery trial, which is going on right now, because there was a black victim in this case. But there is nobody that was involved with this that is a person of color, and it's just really strange. And, in fact, the fact that we've made – and, again, I'm – think life is valuable and that, you know, no one gets to be the person who walks around and deciding who's going to live and die. Just that being said. But we've almost propped up these guys who were shot by Kyle Rittenhouse. These are bad people. These are people who have long criminal records, who were out in Kenosha, and everybody's worried about why Kyle Rittenhouse was out there. What in the heck were these guys going out there? I mean, you have a guy who's dead now who was, he, on multiple counts of imprisoning women and children. You had another guy who was a known pedophile with multiple sodomy charges against him. I mean, these are not people that you want, like, that were out in Kenosha just walking their poodles. These are all people that really we should be questioning why all of them were there.
Yep.
But it's really strange how the media decides to, like, lift certain people up and just not tell the whole story. I don't know. This is
okay.
And it's putting gasoline on a fire that doesn't need it. I think that's what's so frustrating, is there's way too much division already. Why create more? And if the answer is to sell papers or get clicks, I don't know.
Of course that's what it is. Number six is a focus on your pal Adam Schiff. Jennifer, what's he up to?
He's not my pal. He's my congressman, though.
Yeah, right.
Adam Schiff has been getting a lot of coverage because he's got a book out, first of all, brand new book. So he's been out on a lot of the shows talking about it. But he also is head of the – well, he's on the Intel Committee, and he's part of the Congressional Committee that's investigating January 6th. So they are subpoenaing – one of the reasons we talk about Adam Schiff is that they have subpoenaed people in Trump's inner circle. Many of those people, including Steve Bannon, have refused to respond to the subpoena, and they've taken the misdemeanor charge because they don't want to give any credibility to the investigation. So that's one of the reasons we're talking about him. The other is that every time he's doing these interviews, he's been asked, do you feel remorse? Do you feel like you need to apologize to your constituents and the American people for lying about the Trump and Russia collusion charges that you said you saw evidence of yourself? Because also going on is that the person who created all of the salacious content that went in that dossier was just charged by John Durham and his investigation for making everything up. And so Adam Schiff for years beat a drum that he had seen the evidence between Trump and Russia that turned out to be untrue and just based on rumor, hearsay, and just made up antics. And he says he doesn't want to apologize because he still believed it happened. So,
you know, there's a – I want to get off of the people because the rest of them are all just the same old, same old. There's a suit that's been filed against the company that you work for during mornings. It's not against the company. It's against somebody that works for the company. And this is how, again, things get twisted around. It just so happens that Jennifer, who does mornings on KRLA, that radio station belongs to a company called Salem Media Group. They own news talk stations all around the country, including K-News in Denver. And they have been sued because one of the station's hosts keeps talking about election fraud there. And somebody filed a complaint with them. But it seems to me in that circumstance that, although, again, it does the same thing as I said a few minutes ago, it kind of rolls uphill to the top of the pile. This guy is the one who should be held responsible, as the individual hosts are the ones that ought to be held responsible, like Alex Jones was held. There was no suit against any law, any stations that carry him. It was against him. So instead of trying to work over the company, these guys have to be held responsible on their own. I don't know that much about this guy, Randy Corcoran, or whatever his name is, but
I haven't even heard about any of this, actually.
Yeah. Well, the continuing.
I know there's a lot of people who are upset about the election issues, but I got to tell you, I mean, there are plenty of false narratives that people are talking about, but then there are also plenty of pieces of evidence that people aren't talking about. And so, again, just common sense is the key, right? If we need to have in our elections, we need to be solid in the fact that they are being carried out in the right way. Because when people lose faith in them, that's when you really start to get into problems. That's when our republic is at risk. And many people, people of color, conservative, many people have lost faith in the fact that elections are being held properly. So what would make people feel better? An investigation, some transparency. Instead, calling people whack jobs and trying to sue them and shut them up, it's probably not the right way to go. let's do an overhaul. Let's look at our election system. Let's figure it out. I know when they did that in L.A. County, and they did it because they were sued, they pulled over 150,000 dead people off of the voter rolls. Yeah. And those people had voted after their death. Now, in Los Angeles, that's a significant number when you're talking about elections like in a neighboring congressional district decided by 333 votes. Mm-hmm. So let's just get better. People are taking issue with things that are going on. So can we independently investigate what's going on?
Charts for the week of November 15th to the 19th here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. At number 10 on the story list, the Jones execution clemency. That is Julius Jones. At number 9, opioid addictions and how they have spiked. At number 8, Alex Jones gets it in the neck. Number 7, U.S.-China relations. Number 6, the situation with the weather and the climate and that sort of thing. Number 5, the Rittenhouse jury and the trial. The Biden-Harris approval ratings are number 4. January 6th, that investigation, number 3 still. COVID and all of the various things that go with the discussion of COVID vaccines, masks, mandates, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Number 2, and the supply chain. The story with labor is interesting, the John Deere strike and what attention that got around the country, and it has to do with inflation. That's the story at number 1. Check it out at talkers.com or at djvshow.com. Let's continue in a matter of moments here, spend a couple of minutes talking about the latest COVID realities right after these words. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the, I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com. Elizabeth, what's the deal? Now, you always are running specials at Calitrin, so what's the approach for people to get the best for their buck?
It's so good to give your body back that collagen protein, the way that your body had it when it was younger. Well, right now we actually have a huge fall special where when you buy 3 months supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, you know, it's not a quick fix bad product, but our 90-day supply has huge results. And when you buy that 90 days, you're going to get 90 days free. So you're basically paying half price. It's buy three, get three free, and it's also unlimited. So if you wanted to stock up and save even more, it's on our website. You can buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10. It's on toploss.com. That's T-O-P-L-O-S-S. You can also use the promo code DJV to not have to pay shipping on any orders of Calitrin, too.
Check it all out at toploss.com. That's the Calitrin website that works, and that's why I'm proud to be behind it and endorse it. DJV at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth. People list from Talkers Magazine this week. You can find it at either djvshow.com or talkers.com. At number 10, Julius Jones. Number 9, Xi Jinping. I have never pronounced his name right because I don't think he deserves the respect of having his name pronounced correctly. 8, Alex Jones. Number 7, Kyle Rittenhouse. Number 6, Adam Schiff. Number 5, Mitch McConnell. Number 4, Liz Cheney and Nancy Pelosi tied for that position. There's a pair. Donald Trump is 3. Kamala Harris and her ratings sinking like a rock. Number 2, and Joe Biden. You know, he's the president in residence, and he's our guy, or maybe not. But anyway, Joe Biden's number 1 on the people list. So that's the story, the official lists from Talkers Magazine. You can find them at talkers.com and djvshow.com. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 47 after the hour here
on our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio this week from the DJV showers. Booster shots. Is everybody going to get one? Every adult? Is that good? Everybody? I thought we could all get them now. I don't get the deal. What's the big deal here?
Well, you're over 65, so you're in the category that first was rolled out. But, yeah, they're pushing now. And individual states, like in New Jersey where I am, our governor said, you know, they use the CDC for guidelines and guidance, but they want everybody over 18 to get a booster if it's been 6 months of Pfizer, because the numbers plummet to 43% protection. So I was happy that Lewis and I got our boosters literally 6 months to the day of, you know, of our second shot.
But, so the
and
numbers,
now more people are being hospitalized. And,
yeah,
and
the numbers have
people,
gone up this week. So does that mean immunity is going away if you don't have
the
third
down.
Shot?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they need to be boosted. And especially this is going to be another horrible story of nursing homes, because a lot of those people were the first ones to get the shots. And if they don't get boosted, then we're going to have a lot of spread in, you know, in those types of facilities.
Right. Disney says they're going to require passengers that are older than 5 to get a vaccine or not go on a cruise.
Not the Disney Cruise Line. Disney Parks. They're also, there are a lot of people who are saying Mickey, who turned 93 this week, is getting a little tyrannical in his old age.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's Disney in general.
But how do you, I mean, how do you, we know that the cruise industry took such a hit. And, remember the ship that was docked off of, I don't know, some coast, and the people were out there, I think it was off of L.A., and the people were stuck on the boat for a month or something because of COVID. I don't know. It makes sense. It's if you want to go on the Disney cruise and you've got kids running around and everybody touching stuff, and which is like
so does everybody just go to the CVS or the Walgreens and get a shot? You go to your doctor's office.
Yeah, Costco's giving them out. You can show up at Costco.
Costco is?
Yep. My friend got a booster shot at Costco. Yeah.
Wow.
You don't need an appointment. You just walk in and...
Mask wearing cuts the incidence of spreading COVID by 53%, according to a new study. Some food for thought. All right, ladies, thank you for being here as usual with your great thoughts. The DJV showers, Jennifer, Victoria, and Jay with Doug at 50 minutes after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Burke's Construction Management is a local rating business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Burke's Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burke's Construction Management.
All of us at Crown Motors want to take this opportunity to thank our veterans, active duty, and first responders for their service to our country and community. We also wish to express our appreciation to the families of these heroes who also have sacrificed to keep our nation and our community safe. Have a wonderful holiday season, and remember that everything you do is so appreciated by your neighbors, community, and the people at Crown Motors of Reading.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com. The Palo Cedro Chamber of Commerce presents the 27th Annual Country Christmas Family Celebration, Friday, December 3rd, from 8 to 5 p.m. Come enjoy food and spirited drinks, vendors and shopping, local entertainment, crafts, games and photo ops with Santa for the kids, and sleigh bed races, and win a $1,000 grand prize in the gingerbread contest. Yes, it's all happening on Friday, December 3rd, from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Holiday Market Village in Palo Cedro. See you there.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, here we are at 53 after the hour.
end of the week. Time for Victoria Keelan and I. Mostly she does the work. I do. I take the glory. I don't know why I said that. I was cheating.
You take the credit.
Yes, thank you. No, actually, I give the credit to you. Top five items from the world of technology, starting at number five with Apple's offer. What are they offering to do?
Well, Apple has announced a new program that's going to allow consumers to make common repairs to their iPhones themselves, which is, of course, as we know, this is a big thing that the Biden administration has been a champion of. It's the right to repair, and that's something that I think President Biden signed as an executive order almost immediately. And so it doesn't just apply to iPhones. This applies to, you know, we've heard about the tractors. If you have a tractor on a farm, you can now repair your own tractor instead of having John Deere shut it down, remotely, and then you just are stuck there. So this is something that Apple has also had to comply with. And so if you have an iPhone 12 or 13, that's where they're starting. The display, the battery, and the camera, you can actually make repairs related to those three things on your own at home. You can buy the parts that you need, and Apple will send them to you. It will be free in some circumstances if you're under warranty still. And so they're now expanding the program to their Mac computers with their M1 chips, which I have an iMac, and it's so fast. It's amazing. I think this is a really good step in the right direction. If you have an older iPhone, you're not going to be included in this just yet, but we'll see where it goes. They're probably going to expand it further.
All right, number four.
If you're looking for a brand new GM vehicle, pretty much, it's kind of pretty much all of them, especially if you're looking at a Chevrolet, a 2022 Chevy truck. You might want some warmer pants and a coat because the heated seats are not going to be an option. So your bum is going to be a little bit chilly because of the ongoing chip shortage. Now, this is the latest thing that car makers have to sacrifice. So there will be no heated seats in the SUVs and pickups. And this is, as we know, the list just keeps growing and growing. The good news is, though, is that GM has said by basically just bypassing the heated seat chip, they are at least continuing to produce vehicles. And as we know, you drive around the country anywhere, you look at any dealership, and, it's every dealership around me where I am in New Jersey, it's, if you drive by a Mercedes dealership, there are no Mercedes cars there. It's all a bunch of used cars of other brands. And that seems to just be the trend. Everyone's trying to sell anything that they can get their hands on. And so GM has been hit really hard by this shortage. And so at least this way, they'll be able to start making some vehicles again.
Number three, a study about teens and tweens.
Yeah, this was very upsetting this week to a lot of people for good reason. It's a trend that worries sexual abuse experts. Teens and even younger children are sharing more nude pictures of themselves online and often with adults. And so once shared with even one person, the images can easily be distributed further, become part of the whole child sexual abuse dark corner of the web. It's horrible. And they found in this new study, twice as many children between the ages of 9 and 12 reported sending nudes or other suggestive pictures of themselves in 2020 compared to the year prior. Now, some of the reasons for that, kids were at home. They were at home with their own home computers. They were probably bored. They weren't out with their friends. They weren't doing the stuff that they normally would be doing. And so a lot of kids took to more online activity. It really spiked during the pandemic, during quarantine. And so this is just, another thing that parents need to worry about.
All right. Number two is a new poll about Twitter.
Yeah, a majority of Twitter users this week say that they get news from Twitter, despite more than half of the users seeing misleading information on the network, and they say it's a major problem. This is a new survey from the Pew Research Center. Almost a quarter of Americans using Twitter, which is a lot of people. I mean, this is a lot of people. And they found that over 53% of respondents said that Twitter has a big problem with misinformation. And the interesting thing is that Republicans, who are kind of more vocal than Democrats about Twitter being a place of, misinformation, it's interesting that the stuff that gets banned is actually not the conservative stuff. It's been a lot of other things aside from, President Trump being banned from Twitter. But it's kind of an interesting poll.
Number one this week, we as a country have joined into this new cybersecurity partnership. What's that all about?
Yeah, this actually began a few years ago. I don't remember why, but for whatever reason, President Trump did not want to belong to this. This is a consortium of 80 countries, along with Microsoft and Google and other nonprofits and universities. This is called the Paris Call for Trust and Security in Cyberspace. And this is essentially rallying G7 countries to hold other nations accountable when they have cyber attacks.
All right, those are the top five tech stories this week, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. A Christmas celebration in Waukesha, Wisconsin turns into chaos this evening when an SUV slammed into a crowd at a downtown Christmas parade. In all, 12 children, 11 adults taken to the hospital. There have been some fatalities. Mayor Sean Riley.
Today our community faced horror and tragedy in what should have been a community celebration. I'm deeply saddened to know that so many in our community went to a parade but ended up dealing with injury and heartache.
Police say the driver of a red SUV sped through a police line into a group of Christmas marchers, one person taken into custody as police try to determine a motive or cause for the accident. About 80 people, some wearing ski masks and wielding crowbars, swarmed a Nordstrom's department store in Walnut Creek, California last night, stealing thousands of dollars worth of merchandise before fleeing in dozens of cars. Three people were arrested. A similar incident was reported the night before in several high-end stores several miles away in San Francisco's Union Square. Prices at the pump have held steady over the past fortnight. Fuel price analyst Trilby Lundberg says while many might have thought the price of the pump would jump overall, the national average for a gallon of regular is $3.49.
There were offsets from dropping prices in some places and rising prices in others, so it was a no change.
The average price is $1.31 higher than a year ago. Lundberg found the highest price in the San Francisco Bay Area at $4.82, lowest in Tulsa, Oklahoma at $2.95. The whispers are getting louder among Democrats. They begin saying out loud now what others are saying privately, that Joe Biden's political standing is so weak, less than a year into his presidency, he wouldn't be able to win re-election in 2024 if he were to run again. More at townhall.com.
Mr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Photos have been released supposedly showing missing tennis star Peng Shuai and public at a youth tournament in Beijing.
The photos were released by tournament organizers as the Chinese government tries to reassure fears abroad of her well-being. The Communist Party are also trying to suppress information in China about Peng after she accused the senior leader of sexual assault. The former Wimbledon champion was shown standing beside a court waving and signing oversized commemorative tennis balls for children. Official silence on the disappearance prompted calls for a boycott of the Winter Olympics in Beijing in February. I'm Karen Chamas.
A conservation park ranger killed during an attack by armed men this weekend in eastern Congo's Virunga National Park. Congolese Institute for Nature Conservation says the attack occurred Saturday night when 100 heavily armed men, presumed to be former members of the M23 rebel group, attacked a patrol post. More at townhall.com. A private California port terminal that handles and stores coal from Utah before it's shipped overseas to Asia must halt those operations by the end of 2026.
That's the result of a settlement signed by the city of Richmond and the Levin Richmond Terminal Corporation. Utah-based coal company Wolverine Fuel Sales, the state of Utah, and Phillips 66 are also part of the settlement. The company sued after the Richmond City Council passed an ordinance banning the handling and storage of coal and pet coke due to concerns about the health impacts of coal dust.
Jeremy House reports that Phillips 66 transports petroleum coke through the terminal. Pet coke is a byproduct of oil refining. Jurors in the trial of three men accused of chasing down and murdering Ahmaud Arbery in a Georgia neighborhood return to the courthouse tomorrow to begin their first day of deliberations in the high-profile case. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This is RC with today's Cigar of the Month. Present with us is the Partagas Cortado. Wrapped in an elegant Ecuadorian Connecticut seed leaf, the bold 8-inch long Presidente is a soft smoke. Perfect with coffee after breakfast, the Partagas Cortado reaches sublime notes of creamy, spicy, and mineral-rich deliciousness. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, 2143 Hilltop, Redding, California.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
References only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The familiar sound of the theme to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen, to go through the stories and the people and the charts and that thing that we seem to be doing every 5 minutes, even though it's every 7 days, Michael.
I know. It seems I was just talking to Phil, our producer, on just how, the milestone every week of getting together at the end of the week for the weekend and doing this program. It reminds you of how quick the weeks seem to go.
Right.
And I feel foolish saying that every week, but every week it becomes more profound. And I gather the people listening to this are experiencing it in their own lives.
I think that it is a karmic relationship that we have with time. And mm-hmm. we're actually, I had mentioned this on the DJV program one day this past week about how time is only a convenience that we sort of have figured out for ourselves. But actually in space, quantum physics would tell you that there really is no such thing as time. And I know you're interested in that. I don't want to get heavy.
Very much.
It's,
very much so. Well, you know, radio and programming, the type of thing that we do, has a very close relationship to time. For those listening to this who might find it interesting, radio people are obsessed with clocks,
right.
Obsessed with circular patterns, mm-hmm. pie charts, minutes. We think in terms of 10 seconds, 5 seconds,
yep.
And it kind of permeates our psyches. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, very much so. We learned when we were jocks, you and I, and others that have come up the ranks, that we could have no dead air. There used to be red lights in the studio, and if there was dead air, the red light would go on. And the general manager or the program director, somebody would come running into the studio, "What's wrong?" Just because we took a breath.
Exactly.
You just weren't supposed to do that. And so time meant everything. The number of seconds in the intro to the song, so we hit the post. All of those things were ingrained in our heads so that we were very, very conscious of time, the meaning of time, the essence of time, and frankly, the mechanics of radio. Not to get too much into the weeds, but the people who now are good at it, and they're getting fewer and fewer, and that may sound like a pejorative, I mean from the technical point of view especially, in order for people to be comfortable listening, I think that they want to have that sort of the organized sound or the whatever it is, the order, if you will. That's really kind of what this show is.
I'm a bug on mechanics. I consider that to be part of the symphony, part of the art form.
Yeah.
But remember the old, and I'm not really dating myself because this is as popular today as it was for decades, the I Love Lucy show, mm-hmm. one of the great milestones in television. And there was that famous scene in which Lucy and Ethel had a job at a chocolate factory. And they had to wrap pieces of chocolate in wrapping and move it on down to the people that box it. And if they missed one, they'd be fired. And it started to go faster and faster and faster. And they were shoving them in their mouths and doing it's hilarious. If you watch it, I challenge anybody not to laugh. Well, that is what a radio station is, and certainly was when we were more preoccupied with time, is that it's a 24/7 continuum of sound, that it's really all these little elements, little pieces of chocolate that have to be wrapped in wrappers that are going faster and faster and faster. And that's why a lot of radio broadcasters who came up through local radio and running their own boards and operations while performing have what's called the radio dream, the nightmare, that the chocolate is coming faster than they're able to wrap it. And, you've had that dream. Everybody
sure.
in this business has had that dream. And so it's an interesting thing. I'll do the stories when you tell me to.
Why don't you do them right now, Michael? How's that?
Okay, here we go. At number 10, we have the national psyche, speaking of psyches. And there's just a big downward feeling in the country. People are not happy.
Yeah, and I think that's part of the news media's reign of terror. Frankly, but I'm not suggesting it's not there. I'm just saying, I think that it does. Don't you think it plays into the negative?
Oh, definitely.
I feel guilty
even talking about it.
Vice President Spiro Agnew used to refer to them as, let's see if I can get this right, negative nabombs of news. What was it? Do you remember that?
I don't have it off the top of my head, but he did the. What do they call that, alliteration?
Yeah, yeah. He did that after he was caught getting a bag full of money. He got a $3,000 envelope that he stuck in his pocket.
How dare those negative purveyors of pornography or...
Right, whatever it was. I'll find it. Keep going, but I'll find exactly what it is. Yeah.
So tied with the national psyche is the Jones execution clemency. Julius Jones, a very high-profile death row prisoner. Received clemency from the Oklahoma governor in the 11th hour, just like a movie. And that
why in the world did that take so long? Do you think about that this week?
I thought about it a lot this week.
Yeah. It's really, under the circumstances, pretty damned outrageous. This guy is being hailed as a hero. He didn't let him die. The guy's not guilty. And he hasn't, they've known that for years.
Well, he claims he's not guilty, and there's evidence to indicate he might not be.
Yeah, right.
Which is why capital punishment is such a, you know, final solution to anybody's, you know, possible criminal danger to the world. They may not be guilty, and then you can't undo it. Capital punishment, we haven't talked much about it. You know, capital punishment has, over the years that we've been following subject matter, it comes and it goes. And it usually comes when there's a case like this. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people think that capital punishment is something that should be eliminated from the legal process.
Well, there's only a few places in which I think it's a value, and it's let's face it, it's vengeance. It isn't justice. And there are some people who just deserve to die. And
some people feel vengeance is a healthy expression for a society to occasionally express.
Speaking of expressions, it was nattering nabobs of negativism. That was Spiro Agnew's.
Nattering nabobs.
Nabobs of negativism. There you go. Okay. Meanwhile, back at the ranch. Yeah.
What a
guy.
Yeah.
Okay. He was the county executive of Baltimore County, and apparently it was up to his Mickey in bribes throughout his entire career. And he just got caught putting an envelope stuffed with $3,000 cash. And he never got prosecuted, but everybody knew he was a crook.
Yeah,
and he, you know, the counter to that is to go after your accusers, thus the nattering nabobs of negativism.
That's Do you realize that had he not done that, he would have been president?
Yeah.
Because Nixon was heading toward the cliff.
Yep. Right.
And, you know,
and in comes Gerald Ford. Yeah.
You know, if you went to a mall and you asked 100 people, just right off the street, who was Gerald Ford's vice president?
Mm-hmm.
I bet you all 100 wouldn't know.
I'm thinking about it right now myself. That's a good question, which we will answer after these words. We get back to our list here, the charts for the weekend. Remember, the 15th to the 18th, week before Thanksgiving here, Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with Doug Steffen and a focus. You know, this is something that's worth our attention. This week, I got an email because MyPillow has been a sponsor of my programs for, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 years, maybe longer. And, you know, I don't give much thought to what Mike Lindell says or does. I'm more interested in talking to listeners about what MyPillow does. But Lindell came out in an ad this week on television, basically addressing the 85-pound gorilla or 800-pound gorilla in the room, that his company has become the focus of the news media because he is a crazy guy. Everybody's got their own opinion of him one way or the other. But here we have all these 1,600 workers in Minnesota who make all these products that are made in America. We keep touting made in America this. But yet, a number of box stores have canceled Lindell and MyPillow. So now he's got a big deal on pillows because the, like, Bed Bath & Beyond and you know, any of the big department stores that were carrying MyPillows, a lot of them sent them back because they don't want to be associated with Lindell. And to me, that's kind of short-sighted because, as it turns out, at least the people at MyPillow tell me, that more pillows are selling now than ever before, and it's probably because of, in essence, the free advertising, because he's always identified. Mike Lindell, inventor and CEO of MyPillow, in the news stories about him. So, you know, it's I think it's very interesting. Anyway, and you've had, you know, as far as the countdown, I think Mike Lindell has even made it into the people list a couple of times.
Oh, yeah, Lindell's inserted himself into the national conversation.
Right. Is he smart? Like
he's
a box,
often called. He's called the My Pillow guy.
Yes.
And then there are some people who call him Mike Pillow now.
Mm-hmm.
He's not Mike Lindell. He's Mike Pillow.
Mike Pillow.
But
do you see that in, you know, the more you say my name, the better it is? Is this sort of a result of that? Is that why My Pillow?
I think this is a great
more?
Example of. I think this is a great case in which that particular process can be analyzed. Mm-hmm. I do believe that there is such a thing as, you know, no publicity is bad publicity as long as they spell your name right. But
right.
I do think there's a point past which there's diminishing returns. And as far as whether Mike Lindell's reputation has negatively or positively
right.
impacted the sale of pillows and the future stability of employment for those 1,600
this
people
company.
You're talking
right.
about has right. yet to be determined.
Check out MyPillow's offerings, and the DJV code can be used to when you do check out to get the best deals at MyPillow.com. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback will make you fall in love with its state-of-the-art safety features, a spacious and comfortable interior, and convenient amenities, all ready for any adventure. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus up to 33 miles per gallon, 8.7 inches of ground clearance, X-Mode with hill descent control, and a direct-injected turbocharged Subaru boxer engine will make you love every adventure in your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6 inch touchscreen available on select models.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience?
AutoTempest.com is the Internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when AutoTempest.com gives you everything? AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, 23 after the hour, this week's overview of the hot hits in News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen, here as usual with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, as we fulfill our obligation to make sure that you know what the hot hits are, what the big stories are, what the topics that people are being discussed. Michael and his staff go through every week the station list of News Talk stations, talk to some of the hosts, got their fingers on the pulse. So where are we? I think we get lost, as we oftentimes do on... I interrupt you, and I apologize for that, because...
Yes, you ruined my day, my life.
Yes.
At number nine, we have the opioid addiction spike, actually deaths spiking, over 100,000 people in the last year survey. First time it's ever gone above 100,000 in terms of deaths with fentanyl and opioids, and it's just a terrible problem. At number eight, the Alex Jones case, and that's tied with journalism and social media. At number seven, we have U.S.-China relations. At number eight, we have climate change, immigration, and crime and violence all tied together. Those are sort of chestnuts roasting on an open fire, perennial topics, number six. Mm-hmm. At number five, the Rittenhouse and Arbery trials, and that's tied with race relations. At number four, we have the Steele dossier is back in the news. And then we have Biden-Harris approval ratings. Just how is the administration doing? People are talking about that. At number three, the January 6th investigation rolls on, and that's tied with a broad topic that we call Trump and the GOP, the relationship between Trump and the Republican Party. At number two, COVID-19 vaccines, masks, mandates, variants, and politics. Number one, inflation, supply chain problems, labor problems, and the politics of economics. And there's the top stories. On the People Survey, at number 10, we have a tie between Julius Jones and Kevin Stitt in Oklahoma, the capital punishment story. Xi Jinping of China is at 9. Number 8, Jacob Chansley, otherwise known as QAnon Shaman, and he's tied with Alex Jones. Kyle Rittenhouse and Ahmaud Arbery are at 7. Number 6, Christopher Steele of the Steele dossier and Adam Schiff, Schiff, of the Democratic Party. At number 5, Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer. At number 4, Liz Cheney and Nancy Pelosi. At number 3 is Donald Trump. Number 2 is Kamala Harris. Number 1 is Joe Biden. And somewhere in there, Rupert Murdoch and Chris Christie are being talked about as well for their criticisms of Donald Trump, but not on the top 10.
Can you imagine? I mean, think about that for a little bit. Because they are speaking their minds about him, basically because he's with some people, and it's almost like a religion. I still don't understand what the appeal is. Maybe you can help me with this. I don't get, I was having this conversation. I was at the National Association of Farm Broadcasters convention in Kansas City this week.
Oh, wow.
Because I do the American Family Farmer Show. Cool. And when I was asked to tell the history of the story of the program, I told them it was your fault.
I'm so sorry.
Well, it was okay.
A bunch of farmers with pitchforks came to my castle.
Right. So anyway, you get down to brass tacks about some of these things, and you have to wonder, where in the world does the information come from? The people, the sources. And how it's just amazing. You can hear my voice, the frustration, because I want to make sure that when I'm talking to people about stuff, especially if it's serious stuff, that I have kind of the right info. And I oftentimes now today, as I look at some of these things, I may reference some piece of information, but I would also say, I don't really know if this is true or not. And
right.
So that's the trouble with what we do here. The Alex Jones thing, you look at that and some of the other things that have happened with people who do what we do for a living. I don't even know, is he, does he even have, is he just doing a podcast? Has he been taken off stations, or is he still on some stations, Alex Jones?
He's still on. He's still there.
All right. Well, something to be discussed. We continue here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, 28 after the... Elizabeth, what's the deal? Now, you always are running specials at Calitrin, so what's the approach for people to get the best for their buck?
So good to give your body back that collagen protein, the way that your body had it when it was younger. Well, right now we actually have a huge fall special where when you buy 3 months supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, you know, it's not a quick fix bad product, but our 90 day supply has huge results. And when you buy that 90 days, you're going to get 90 days free. So you're basically paying half price. It's buy three, get three free, and it's also unlimited. So if you wanted to stock up and save even more, it's on our website. You can buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10. It's on toploss.com. That's T-O-P-L-O-S. You can also use the promo code DJV to not have to pay shipping on any orders of Calitrin, too.
Check it all out at toploss.com. That's the Calitrin website that works, and that's why I'm proud to be behind it and endorse it. DJV at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to kcnr1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? All have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Fall savings are underway at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. Maximize your car wash savings with car washes starting at only $9. A clean car is essential to the value and even safety of a vehicle. And at Quick and Clean Car Wash, they have a variety of car wash packages to choose from. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
December 4th, join us as we send packages to the troops all over the world for the holidays. Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. From 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday the 4th, join us for our annual packages for the troops at the VFW Hall on Center Street in Anderson. $10 adults, $8 students with student ID. Children 12 and under free. Admission covers costs for lunch and partial shipping for a box. And hey, if you have leftover Halloween candy, donate it and we'll put it in the packages. You can drop off donations between 10 a.m. and 5 9 p.m. Fridays at the museum offices, 2110 North Street in Anderson, or bring it to the event December 4th. Again, this year I want to remind you, Homeward Bound is providing Thanksgiving and Christmas meals for military families in need during the holidays. You can donate canned goods, hams or turkeys, or gift cards. Again, drop off for the donation is every Friday between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. at the museum offices on North Street. For more information, call Rob Burrows at 530-510-8210. And thank you for your support.
Talk Radio Top 10. 34 at the hour now on the DJ. Well, no, it isn't the DJV program, is it? It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I have to get all these programs that I do, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the American Family Farmer, DJV Health, the DJV Weekday Program. And here's Michael Harrison, who is a reviewer of All Things Talk, with a, I think, an answer to the question I posed, and we didn't have really time to dig into it a few minutes ago. Why people, this is a psychological thing, but a lot of what goes on talk radio conversations is certainly psychologically oriented. And so this business of people being so devoted to Donald Trump, it's not just him. I mean, we can go back over the history of presidents or politicians or people who are on television, movie stars, whatever it is, that people seem to think these folks are a step above them on the ladder of success. So they look upon them, and I'm not sure what it is about Trump. I know that I like a lot of his philosophies and the things he was trying to do. I can't stand his personality. And what it is that, is it a lack, and this may sound, you know, very elitist, not meant to be, but the fact that he appeals to people who are not that educated, it seems to me. I mean, there's always an exception to the rule. I'm not saying people who support him are stupid, but I don't get what it is that you see in a guy who is that negative, so angry, so sarcastic and nasty, what it is. And I realize I'm speaking to a lot of people that listen to this program who love Trump, but what do you love about him? What is there to love, I guess, is the question. What is there that brings people around to liking this guy as much as they do?
So you want me to actually answer that?
I do,
please. The question is rhetorical. The question is a question unto itself. And my only response is that history has been full of figures that, if you want to break it down, they kept the trains running on time. Their policies worked.
In our lifetime, though, Michael, in your lifetime, my lifetime, do you think?
There are people in China that love Xi Jinping. They're making a lot of money. Right. They find it to be the best time in the history of China.
Mm. Modern
cities
history.
Are growing. Progress is happening. Mm. The abuses continue. The human rights issues continue. The injustice continues. All kinds of things continue. But, we may not see it, in our country in terms of authoritarian rulers. And certainly Trump, it was proven by the fact that regardless of what he says, he only was in there one term and he was impeached and, he was not able to take over the government. So obviously American democracy still works. But my personal view of this is that I find all presidents extremely dangerous. I believe in the old principle of hold their feet to the fire and don't fall in love with elected officials. They're there for a temporary time to perform a temporary service for the circumstances of the moment and maybe guide the nation in any way they can prompt it or cajole it or push it or inspire it toward a better future. But to bypass all of the messy machinations of democracy and the balance of powers and all the things that the founding fathers put into this experiment to make it kind of work, in a messy fashion, because, as I said, freedom and democracy are messy, to replace that with the tidiness of an authoritarian who tells you what you want to hear is dangerous. It's more dangerous than even good policies. I'm not knocking Trump. I'm simply saying I don't like any president. So here's the way I look at it personally. I'm going to give you a rare peek into my politics. I think we're in a hell of a pickle that the choices are Biden or Trump, because I think, frankly, there's a lot to be worried about both sides.
Both of them. Yeah, I agree with you 100% on that. And just when you get right down to brass tacks, the situation, I was talking to some people at the Farm Broadcasters Convention this week, mostly Midwestern stations do a lot of ag reporting and farm stuff, and the Mid-South, so they are more right of center than left of center, and whether they like Trump or they don't like Trump policy-wise and otherwise. One of the things that came across, and I thought it was interesting because she's number two this week on the people list, Kamala Harris, and why she's suddenly under the microscope, the perception is that she's a lightweight, that she's being sidelined, that her performance is lackluster and she's not the potential person. I mean, the real key to her, in my mind, because I was the first person to ever interview her when I was doing my radio, local radio program in Los Angeles on KABC. She just started her tenure as the district attorney, and it was all about her.
District
then.
Attorney or attorney general?
She was a local attorney, right. Local state attorney in Los Angeles before she became the attorney general. This was like 1993, so she was just really getting
San Francisco,
started.
I think.
No, she was in Los Angeles. I've forgetten now.
Right,
she was
go
in
ahead,
Los
sorry.
Angeles for the conversation, but I can't remember whether she was in L.A.
I'm just curious at what point in her timeline you encountered her.
Early, first. So first radio interview that she did after being elected to the position. Anyway, the point is that when she took off, I had not paid much attention to her. You know, once in a while, Jennifer Horn, who's on the DJV program with me and does mornings in Los Angeles on KRLA, said that she was going to be the candidate to beat. And I said, what are you talking about? She's nothing. She's a waste of time and effort. She's vapid. No, she says, you watch as well. So Jennifer was right. And the fact that Biden picked her after the nasty, horrible things she said about him really told me, who's really in charge here? Biden wasn't in charge. Would anybody in his right mind pick that woman after she said what she did about him?
I don't know. You're on track up until that point. Politics makes strange bedfellows. I mean, why did Reagan pick George Bush? George Bush called him voodoo politics. Why did Obama pick Biden? Biden insulted Obama's race. He said he was very clean and articulate, meaning like, you know, for a black guy.
For a black guy, yeah.
I mean, if you look at the history of the relationships between presidents and vice presidents, and by the way, the question was, who was Gerald Ford's vice president? That's the thing that I had asked you.
That is what you had asked me.
And the answer was a man who once said, I don't want to be the vice president of anything. Nelson Rockefeller.
Oh, right.
And yes. Yeah, Governor right. Nelson Rockefeller of New York, I think he had served 16 years as governor of New York. I was a kid yep. growing up in New York during Rocky's term.
I loved him. I thought he was great.
He was a big, he was a rhino by today's standards.
Yes, he was. Yep. But I am too. I'm a rhino by today's standards, in essence.
Well, so are a lot of people. That's right. That's the whole issue of the
relationship. Of course. Well, somebody has decided that I am that, and I've decided I don't want to be a Republican because I don't like the kinds of things that are going on with the Republican Party. It doesn't speak to me. Anyway, excuse mm-hmm. me, go ahead.
So Rockefeller was the vice president, and he didn't want to be a vice president. Mm-hmm. So the point I'm making is that, you know, Gore and Clinton were opponents during the primary, and Gore wound up being a good teammate with Clinton.
Very good teammate. Very
yeah.
Indeed.
So
well, until
so the point is that politics makes strange bedfellows. I would not say that Kamala Harris was in charge of anything. I think that Biden. I think they made a deal. That all the Democrats made a deal after the Carolina election, where Biden suddenly looked like he had a chance to win someplace. If you remember, mm-hmm. Biden was a historic loser.
Yep.
When it came to running for president. He ran yep. many times. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, everybody dropped out and coalesced around Biden. Remember that?
Yeah.
Harris had already dropped out of the race because of accusations that her campaign was disorganized and that the atmosphere within her camp was toxic.
It is. If anybody
go read,
who works
go
with
read
her.
your stories, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And so they all dropped out, whether it was, Buttigieg or, the senator from Massachusetts, and
Senator Warren, Elizabeth Warren,
yeah.
Bernie Sanders, all these people, because they didn't think any one of them had a chance to beat Trump, and they couldn't bear the thought of Trump winning, and they figured if they coalesce around Biden, he'll be okay. Biden turned that, of course, into his spin was, I beat them all. I'm strong.
Right.
But I don't think Harris has any clout whatsoever, and I do think, based on my observations, is that her problem is she's very capable in certain conditions when framed a certain way as being charming.
Very unlikable.
She's not likable, and she's not organized.
It's like Susan Rice, who I think is making a lot of the decisions right now, and that's why they're as bad and lumpy as they are. But Kamala is the same as Trump, very unlikable as a human being. Can she get the job? Whereas Biden is like, you know, we want to think of the president, whoever he or she is, as somebody we can like. Are you likable because you look good? How's your body looking these days? You getting into already the end of the year slump with your body not exercising because it's cold. I don't want to go outside. I don't want to do this. I want to eat. I like eating, though. Lots of Thanksgiving turkeys to be eaten. A lot of great desserts to be eaten. A lot of great things to celebrate at Christmas time. So what toll does that take on your body? Big one. That's why Calitrin suggests that right now you get on their program to lose weight and keep it off. Calitrin, the source of the information that you can get about Calitrin is at their website, toploss.com. Check that out. Find out how it works. It's all natural. Their only ingredients are things that work on building your body back up. After you lose a lot of weight, sometimes your body needs a recuperative workload, and that's what this is, working your body and using your head by taking substances that will help your body really recover. That's what Calitrin's all about. So if you want to lose weight, keep it off the natural way, go to toploss.com. When you check out, use the DJV discount code.
The Top Radio Countdown.
People list from Talkers Magazine this week. You can find it at either djvshow.com or talkers.com. At number 10, Julius Jones. Number 9, Xi Jinping. I have never pronounced his name right because I don't think he deserves the respect of having his name pronounced correctly. 8, Alex Jones. Number 7, Kyle Rittenhouse. Number 6, Adam Schiff. Number 5, Mitch McConnell. Number 4, Liz Cheney and Nancy Pelosi tied for that position. There's a pair. Donald Trump is 3, Kamala Harris, and her ratings sinking like a rock. Number 2, and Joe Biden. You know, he's the president in residence, and he's our guy, or maybe not. But anyway, Joe Biden's number 1 on the people list. So that's the story, the official lists from Talkers Magazine. You can find them at talkers.com and djvshow.com. I'm Doug Steffen. Elizabeth, what's the deal? Now, you always are running specials at Calitrin, so what's the approach for people to get the best for their buck?
So good to give your body back that collagen protein, the way that your body had it when it was younger. Well, right now we actually have a huge fall special where when you buy 3 months supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, you know, it's not a quick fix fad product, but our 90-day supply has huge results. And when you buy that 90 days, you're going to get 90 days free. So you're basically paying half price. It's buy three, get three free, and it's also unlimited. So if you wanted to stock up and save even more, it's on our website. You can buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10. It's on toploss.com. That's T-O-P-L-O-S-S. You can also use the promo code DJV to not have to pay shipping on any orders of Calitrin, too.
Check it all out at toploss.com. That's the Calitrin website that works, and that's why I'm proud to be behind it and endorse it. DJV at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouth-watering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Charts for the week of November 15th to the 19th here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. At number 10 on the story list, the Jones execution clemency. That is Julius Jones. At number 9, opioid addictions and how they have spiked. At number 8, Alex Jones gets it in the neck. Number 7, U.S.-China relations. Number 6, the situation with the weather and the climate and that sort of thing. Number 5, the Rittenhouse jury and the trial. The Biden-Harris approval ratings are number 4. January 6th, that investigation, number 3 still. COVID and all of the various things that go with the discussion of COVID vaccines, masks, mandates, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, number 2. And the supply chain, the story with labor, is interesting, the John Deere strike and what attention that got around the country, and it has to do with inflation. That's the story at number 1. Check it out at talkers.com or at djvshow.com. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well-made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m., on KCNR, 1460 AM, or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statement, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford.
and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with sort of a countdown extra. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is not with us this week, so I've taken it upon myself to look at things that are unusual, but yet they are of value. The top 10 items in terms of brands that have gotten canceled, recognizable brands that are now banned to avoid offending anybody. I love, don't you always love these sorts of things, right? So let's see where we begin here. The top 10 starts with Trader Joe's, because Trader Joe's has announced that it would drop their ethnic names that were invented for the store brands, like Trader Jose, Trader Ming, Trader Giotto, for some of the, you know, the Mexican, the Italian, the Arabian food. And so if you were offended by those names, good God help you, you are now not going to be offended anymore. All right, let's see here. The next item at number nine, the consumer goods giant Unilever has announced that they're dropping the word normal from beauty products like Dove and Axe to stop harmful norms and stereotypes. Where do these things come from? These people are nuts. Coca-Cola is at number eight. If you click on the homepage of the Coca-Cola Company's website, you won't see the soda. Instead, they have announced the commitment to racial equity in the U.S. They're taking action within their company, and so they have condemned Georgia's new voter integrity law. That's what you see on the homepage at Coca-Cola. Okay. Number seven, good God, Dr. Seuss getting canceled. Ongoing complaints about alleged racist imagery came to a head this year. Dr. Seuss Enterprises announced that they will no longer publish six books that were written by Dr. Seuss. Let's see, if I ran the zoo, to think I saw it on Mulberry Street, on Beyond Zebra, Scrambled Eggs Super, and those things, because they have Chinese characters in them that some people find offensive. There we go. Number six, Mutual of Omaha. They removed the image of a Native American with feathers from its logo after tribal leaders slammed them as racially insensitive. Number five, Splash Mountain at Disney. Splash Mountain ran into trouble when racial equity activists criticized the fact it's based on Disney's Song of the South. There we go. One of my favorite things from when I was a kid, frankly. We all know the story. Number four, the Cleveland Indians. We don't have to talk about that too much. Number three is interesting. Spick and Span, the most famous of all household liquid cleaners. Spick and Span has been longtime target of the racial inequality movement because of the reference to spick. Okay. Number two here, Land O'Lakes and the butter people. Actually, there's a tie for number two with the symbol on the Land O'Lakes butter of the Indian lady, and then Uncle Ben's converted rice because of the picture of Uncle Ben. That's been canceled. And I guess along with that goes Aunt Jemima. Right? Actually, there's a tie for number two with all of those. Aunt Jemima, Uncle Ben, Land O'Lakes. And then there are two other tied for number one, Eskimo Pie, the first chocolate-covered ice cream bar, Eskimo Pie. Apparently, the term Eskimo is offensive to the Eskimos. And then there's Mr. Potato Head. Oh, my God. The term Mr., they dropped Mr. to be more gender inclusive. This goes back, I remember Mr. Potato Head when I was a kid. Most of you, huh? 1950s, if you were around that long. There were things that we could do with Mr. Potato Head, but now because the world is inclusive, it can't just be Mr. Potato Head. The folks at Hasbro have made it gender neutral, so you can take a potato and stick all kinds of things on it, whether they be feminine or whether they be masculine. So we now have Mr. Potato Head and his wife, Mrs. Potato Head, inside the box. All right, so there they are. And who can forget, as a special mention, the Washington Redskins, right? The Washington Redskins are now the Washington Survive. What are they called?
Washington Football Team.
That's it. It's just the Washington Football Team. All right, so there they are, all those iconic brands that have gotten canceled, the top 10 list here. And I think it's food for thought for sure. I think about it, and I think most of these things are pretty ridiculous, but that's just my point of view. What's yours? You can give us feedback at djvshow.com or to dougstefan.com. It's now 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Finally, a bed that senses snoring and automatically responds. Meet the Ergo Smart Base from Tempur-Pedic. Our first system that detects snoring, then automatically adjusts by raising the bed. Get your best sleep all night, every night. Now, save up to $500 on select adjustable mattress sets during the Tempur-Pedic Black Friday event. Get full offer details at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
You grab life with both hands. And you grab your bike with both hands.
Both hands.
Therefore, bike is life.
Figuratively speaking.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom. Christmas chaos when an SUV crashed into a group of Christmas parade marchers in Waukesha, Wisconsin Sunday night. Police Chief Dan Thompson says a number of people were injured.
The vehicle struck more than 20 individuals. Some of the individuals were children, and there were some fatalities as a result of this incident. We will not be releasing information on fatalities at this time while we are working on notifying the family members of the deceased.
Police say they've taken one person into custody and are still working to try to figure out a motive or a cause. Average price of gasoline held steady over the past 2 weeks, $3.49 a gallon. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says spiking ethanol costs prevented a drop in gas prices. The average price at the pump, $1.31 higher than it was a year ago. Nationwide, it's inching ever closer to that $5 mark. The highest price found in the San Francisco Bay Area for regular, $4.82 a gallon. The lowest average in Tulsa, Oklahoma at $2.95. About 80 people storm a high-end department store in the San Francisco Bay Area, stealing as much as they could before fleeing Saturday night.
It happened at Nordstrom's in Walnut Creek. Video posted to social media shows cars surrounding the store, people running out, some wearing ski masks and wielding crowbars. Police say two employees were assaulted and one was pepper sprayed by the suspects who ran into the department store, took as much as they could carry, then got into waiting cars and sped away. Police were able to make three arrests, one including a gun charge. The incident came a day after several high-end stores in San Francisco's Union Square were broken into by a large group of people who smashed windows, stole merchandise, and then ran to waiting cars. I'm Julie Walker.
Check out more news and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
A federal raid on a marijuana garden on tribal land in northern New Mexico is sowing confusion, along with a lot of anger. For the latest on the story, here's John Scott.
There is some resentment among U.S. drug enforcement priorities on Native American lands as more states roll out legal marketplaces for recreational pot. Bureau of Indian Affairs officers confiscated 9 cannabis plants from a medical marijuana patient in Pacuras Pueblo, where tribal officials are contemplating a cannabis business venture. The BIA patrols the Pueblo and says it can't tell officers to stand down, even amid state legalization of homegrown pot and retail sales. New Mexico legalized recreational homegrown marijuana this year. John Scott reporting.
And you can check out more breaking news. You can read the best analysis. They're both at townhall.com. The FBI is warning consumers to avoid falling victim to travel scams this holiday season.
Brian Gibbs of New Jersey planned to visit Hollandale Beach, Florida last year when an ad popped up on his computer for a discounted hotel. Gibbs booked the hotel through a third-party website that he says didn't have a phone number or email listed. He ultimately lost out on $1,600. This is one scenario the FBI warns people about, especially with the upcoming holiday travel. An FBI spokesman said it's an opportune time for scammers to take advantage of people who've been cooped up for the last 2 years. Patrick Frost reporting.
New York Assembly investigation into former Governor Cuomo's conduct in office concluded the Democrats' administration represented how many nursing home residents died of COVID-19. Cuomo resigned in August to avoid a likely impeachment trial in the wake of another investigation that found he sexually harassed 11 women. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Want to learn a new language so it will actually stick? Try Babbel. Practice real-life conversations in the Babbel app.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Get personalized help in Babbel's live online classes.
Classes are limited to 6 people, so everyone can get the help they need.
Review words and phrases with fun games, or dive into the culture with short videos. Whatever your learning style, Babbel gives you the tools you need. Babbel, more ways to learn. Now try Babbel free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Coming up on 7 after the hour, it's time for us to put together as a collective here on the DJV program an overview from our perspective of the top 10 stories and people this week, according to the charts at People's magazines. Maybe not. At Talkers Magazine. Although People might have a top 10 list of the sexiest men around. Who knows what's in People Magazine. That's not our focus, though. It's the focus of Talkers Magazine each week to study the stories that are in the top 10 list from all of the radio stations that they monitor, talking to hosts and that sort of thing. So we have our list of the stories. We have our list of the people, ladies. I want to do the people. We normally go through the story list, but I want to take a different approach this week. Jennifer Horn is here from the DJV program and also Mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles. Victoria Keelan is here from the DJV program and the popular podcast Beauty Pop. And Jay Kirshner is here, who's in charge of our social media and one of the members of the band and the DJV program, also Mother to Mac. There we go. Those are the bona fides for the people who are here. And by the way, Doug Steffen has a new grandson this week whose name is Jasper. You can see
he's
those
number
pictures.
One on the people list, right?
He is yes. Number one on the people list.
He's so fat he could take up a couple
chunker.
Spots on the list.
Oh, cute.
He's adorable, but he's a fat baby. He's a big,
right.
Big baby.
Big baby. Okay, so at number 10 on the people list, the combination of Julius Jones and Kevin Stitt. This is something that has brought around. I wonder if this will do for the death penalty what George Floyd did for black relations. Now, this looks like one of those things that has gotten so much attention. It's like, you know, the straw that breaks the camel's back. The governor granted clemency to Jones. The governor is Stitt. Jones was supposed to be executed for the murder of a fellow named Paul Howell, which he did not commit. So how did the governor have any choice? You know, the governor's being, oh, this is wonderful. He had no choice.
Governors and presidents and people can commute sentences all the time. So he was able to commute the sentence. A lot of people are saying, well, he should have just thrown it out. Well, his power doesn't necessarily go there. He, I think, did what he could, but they're already, the ACLU and other groups, other activist groups are working to help him fight this and to get a
him,
retrial.
Him, Julius Jones.
Yeah.
I mean, this
and
is
he's
one
always,
of the...
Go ahead. Oh, sorry. The last point is that everybody's been calling him innocent, and that's because he's maintained his innocence since this happened back in 1999. It was a murder, a carjacking. He said he didn't commit that crime, yet he was convicted. So whatever the evidence was, if it was created, I don't think any of us really know all the details about it, but certainly...
No, just a lot of questions.
Just
that
the gun was found at the family's home, but there's not much more about it.
Yeah, and he knew who the guy was, and he has admitted that he was in college at the time. He was running with the bad crowd, and the guy who also went to jail, the two of them went together. The guy rolled over, basically took a plea deal, and so he's the one who actually really killed Mr. Howell. And so, but he blamed it on Julius and was able to take a deal and by turning him over. So Julius ended up with the death penalty. The other guy got, I don't know, 20 years or something like that. But he's really the one that is the people are now looking at in, you know, with a different lens. But the interesting thing is, like, the behind the scenes of this was really remarkable. And I know so much else is going on. I wish this was a bigger story, you know, in talk radio as well. I know it just made number 10 on the list recently, but this was something that people from all political backgrounds came together on this. Wow. Super conservative people, super liberal people. I mean, every politicians, athletes, you know, Kim Kardashian was involved with this. John Grisham, the author who started the Innocence Project. So many people came forward with this and said, we're going to be executing an innocent man here. And when you have so many people put politics aside, I thought it was just a really, really important moment for our country. And the other thing that was interesting, Kim was on the phone with Julius. He has not been touched or hugged by a family member in 20 years. He is not allowed to have, and even before going to the death chamber, he was still not allowed to have any family visit him in person. He could only talk to them on the phone. So he was on the phone with Kim. While he was on the phone with her, and she detailed this, I thought it was interesting, whoever the person from the prison came in to basically force feed him the anti-anxiety medicines that everyone has to take so that you don't freak out because you're being killed. And Julius refused to take them because he said he had a clear conscience and he had nothing, that he didn't need to be drugged, and that if this was,
but it got,
you know,
so
his fate,
close
that
why
oh, it got so close that, that's what I'm saying.
So
it got
long.
So
what
it got so
world?
Close. It got so close that they were literally trying to give him the medicine. I mean, that's how close this got. And so the governor Stitt said that, you know, he prayed on it and all this other stuff, and I guess came to the conclusion that he needed to commute the sentence. Now, he's still, right now, like Jen said, Julius Jones is technically in prison without the possibility of parole.
Oh, but he's still in prison?
He's still in prison, but because that's what Jen was saying, he can't release him. He can't, he can take him away from the death penalty.
Right.
But now, look,
why can't
alive.
He just pardon him like so
he
many
can't.
Other?
It's not how the law works.
I don't think that's the gubernatorial power for
right.
him. Yeah,
because a jury has, you know, this needs to be a new trial, and this is, and
but that's what it looks like
be.
He's going to get. And the fact that he has a stay of execution and life in prison, that may not seem great to people. In fact, I saw a bunch of people who are kind of dopey online going, "This
so many
enough.
People are
this
ill-informed
is,
about this."
That's the problem. It's like, this is the most that could happen, and the fact that he's not sitting at, you know, now. Not upright anymore on the planet is the win, because now you can get him another trial. Now he can go through it. And so, yeah, it may not be an immediate release like a lot of people think, but for the law, this was the best possible outcome for him where he is right now.
Mm-hmm. And also the parole board in the whoever was overseeing his case, not the parole board, but there was some sort of judiciary board in the prison system that looked over this evidence. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, he's guilty. The gun was found in his attic. Well, what moron would hide a gun wrapped in a red bandana, which was the number one thing that witnesses saw was the red bandana that the guy was wearing.
Have you seen enough TV
it's
shows?
So planned. Yeah, exactly. He said
Law
he wasn't even
order.
At home. Exactly. So anyway, now I lost my train of thought. Thanks with the law and order thing. But anyway,
Don.
What I want to know is the one thing that I'm throwing into this, there is the prominent black people who have been associated with the outrage here, but where are the appropriate white people? Like, where's Joe Biden?
I just
he
said,
to say?
Everybody.
I, yeah,
is,
but I don't know names.
Okay, well, like Governor
Van Jones went through a whole list. Yeah, Van Jones went through a whole list of people who were super conservative and white, and this was a universal thing that a lot of people came together on, which is rare.
Number 9 on the people list, the Premier or President of China, Xi Jinping. It's Xi, right? Isn't that how you pronounce it?
Very good. I'm very impressed.
How long's the guy been in power?
I normally don't like to pronounce his name because I don't think he deserves the respect. Of that. So the latest
there.
So
we should call him the chairman of the CCP. You know, a lot of people call him President Xi. I do it all the time.
Chinese Communist Party.
Is he not the president? What is he?
He is, but he doesn't deserve the title of president because he wasn't elected. So let's call him the chairman of the CCP.
There you go.
Let's call him a murdering thug, which is what he is. All right. So there was a 3.5-hour call this week between Mr. Xi and Joe Biden. What came out of that? There wasn't any discussion about anything that was important as far as I could see when it came to COVID, which they're the number one culprit in, not a word, right? Am I wrong on that or am I right?
No, it's true. And in fact, even after the meeting, a lot of the press from all walks of the media, not just conservative outlets, were asking the White House press secretary why Biden didn't ask or didn't ask about COVID. And she defended him, basically saying that they have other plans, they have other things. Well, look, you have the world stage. People are paying attention to this. People already kind of felt like she kind of ate Joe's lunch for a couple of reasons. One, the meeting was held at 9 a.m. China time. It was held at, like, whatever it was, 8 p.m., I think, well past the Biden bedtime. And the fact that they made him kind of be the one who had to stay up late into the night to do this call seemed a bit of a power play. And the most prominent thing is the fact that President Xi came on the line and said, "Hello, old friend." Now, that may not seem significant, but that's literally like giving the guy a poop sandwich, because Biden had said for a while on the campaign trail, "Oh, I have this great relationship with Xi. We've traveled together. We've had many meetings." And then when he started getting the heat about him kind of being on the take from China with the Hunter Biden laptop being discovered and all of that, he backed away. And so just as
late as a couple of weeks ago, he was asked if President Xi, why wouldn't you go talk to your old friend about cooperating with the COVID research? And he said, he's not my old friend, and kind of went off about, got angry about President Xi being called his old friend. And so that is, the fact that Xi sits down and the very first thing that comes out of his mouth is, hello, old friend, is a slap. And it's also really clear that they're watching every single move, every single step in this country, the division, everything, because they keep using it against us on the world stage. And it's, you know, they're low blows to Joe, to Anthony Blinken a couple of months ago during their summit. Right.
Yeah. Okay, number eight on the countdown is a focus in terms of people on Alex Jones. We'll get to that after this.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statement, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Okay, so at number eight on the people list is Alex Jones, the talk radio host. And I say this not even advisedly. Most of the people that are doing this for a living with me have not been around as long as I have been around, frankly. I don't say that to brag. I just have been doing this longer than actually anybody else except Jim Bohannon and I, both about the same length of time. And so when I look at guys like Alex Jones who are opportunists, I think everybody's entitled to their point of view, and I think we need to be held accountable for our points of view. You know, there are some people say he's dangerous, and in a way, I guess he is, but he got his comeuppance this week because he's been found guilty in that trial. What was it, half a dozen families sued him after he claimed that the Sandy Hook massacre at the school was a hoax, right? And so they got him, and they got him good. And whether it puts him out of business or not, I don't guess that he should be shut down, but he deserves to get the black eye that he got, frankly. There are other ways of approaching it. Everybody's different, and the only way he can sell stuff is to be outrageous because he doesn't have any talent to do anything
else. I was going
to
say, there's no talent there. That's just, I don't
just
know,
noise.
I don't get it.
Yeah, it's noise. 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to another state with no more homeless pets.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. I want to invite you to our annual packages for the troops, December 4th. Join us from 1 to 6 p.m. at the VFW Hall in Anderson on Center Street. $10 for adults, $8 for students with ID. Children 12 and under are free. Admission covers costs for lunch and partial shipping for a box. And hey, while you're out there buying Halloween candy, buy an extra bag for the troops. You can drop donations off every Friday between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. at the museum offices located at 2110 North Street in Anderson. Or bring it to the event December 4th. Again, this year I want to remind you, Homeward Bound is providing Thanksgiving and Christmas meals for military families in need during these holidays. You can donate canned goods, hams, or turkeys, or gift cards. Again, drop-off for your donation is every Friday between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. at the museum offices on North Street. For more information, call Rob Burrows at 530-510-8210. And thank you for your support.
This is a diplomatic
boycott. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So what does that mean?
The athletes can still go, right?
American yes, yeah. It'll just be the diplomats that will not be part of the opening ceremonies.
Is that because of our relationship with China? Did he say this to President Xi?
I think this is about the Uyghurs. This is the Uyghurs. Yeah, I mean that's. Yeah. Other than that,
did they talk about the Uyghurs this week? These two guys.
Do we know what was in the 3 hours of the conversation?
Yeah, we do, and we know that President Xi, now the administration is admitting it, kind of drew a red line about the United States not getting involved with Taiwan. That was first reported by Chinese media. Now the United States media has confirmed that, but nothing about Uyghur Muslims, nothing about COVID.
I mean, there were also limitations that were already set in order to have the call, and I agree with that. I just think that, you know, the facts are facts. I mean, this was already pre-negotiated before they had the call. That happens in almost every diplomatic phone call.
Of course, about what they can talk about, but why even make it a thing? Why give the president 3.5 hours in the middle of, literally in the middle of his night? Because we know he shuts down his day very early. He's not like a Trump night owl. He cuts his day about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So he stays up extra late so that he can have this phone call. And it just doesn't look good. If you can't talk about some of the things that are really important, then what's the point?
All right, Jay, what are the listeners saying about this?
Well, regarding the political boycott, Chris Bialcino questions why not a full boycott, which kind of echoed a lot of other people are talking about.
Yeah, but Courtney's... Right, but I understand that. But the thing that really is annoying, though, is if you talk to the actual athletes who have been training for this, some of them, this is their last Olympics, some of them, it's their first. The athletes are the ones who want to go forward with this. So I feel like it's easy for a couch potato to just say, oh, well, why not a full boycott? Well, then talk to the athletes and let them make the decision.
So pretty much everybody echoed the same thing.
How about just don't let China have the Olympics? Why doesn't the world
Well, the Olympic Committee should have gotten. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, and a lot of the comment, too, was who cares about the Olympics anymore? A lot of people are so tired of the Olympics being politicized just as everything else that they've already been boycotting, regardless of the fact that the upcoming Olympics are in Beijing.
The Julius Jones clemency. What are people saying about that?
Winfield Jeremy commented that the overwhelming evidence found in the case says he's guilty. Lauren Sherrill says a commuted sentence is just wasted money. And David Marr asks, if he's innocent, why did he get life in prison without parole? Which is something we discussed earlier, that's part of the law.
People don't understand. This is a simple Google search. Like, this is not hard to understand these facts. It's just not.
But do people don't because we've gotten into emotions. It's the same thing with Kyle Rittenhouse. You can think all day long that Kyle Rittenhouse shouldn't have been there. But the point is, did he act in self-defense or was this intentional murder? And people let their feelings color how the law is applied.
And the fact that there's still so many people that are in the camp of believing Kyle Rittenhouse killed black people, not white people.
I know. America, get it together.
Well, you know what? In part, it's people's lack of attention to detail. And also the educational system that teaches people how to read and how to understand and comprehend. And also the fact that it's a shiny, the news media is supplanted by social media and the shiny coin theory. Whatever shows up, whatever, you get the headline and that's it. Let's keep moving. And so there's a lot of stuff. I guess we'd call it ignorance. 28 after the hour. Elizabeth, what's the deal? Now, you always are running specials at Calitrin, so what's the approach for people to get the best for their buck?
It's so good to give your body back that collagen protein, the way that your body had it when it was younger. Well, right now we actually have a huge fall special where when you buy 3 months supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, it's not a quick fix fad product, but our 90-day supply has huge results. And when you buy that 90 days, you're going to get 90 days free. So you're basically paying half price. It's buy three, get three free, and it's also unlimited. So if you wanted to stock up and save even more, it's on our website. You can buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10. It's on toploss.com. That's T-O-P-L-O-S-S. You can also use the promo code DJV to not have to pay shipping on any orders of Calitrin, too.
Check it all out at toploss.com. That's the Calitrin website that works, and that's why I'm proud to be behind it and endorse it. DJV at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. To prep for and save during this holiday shopping season, customers with EBT cards and select government assistance programs can get a 50% discount on an Amazon Prime membership, paying just $5.99 a month. Customers who verify their eligibility can receive access to all Prime benefits, including free two-day delivery on over 100 million items, exclusive shopping deals and discounts, as well as access to thousands of movies, shows, and music. Eligible customers can also use their SNAP EBT card benefits on Amazon and Amazon Fresh to order groceries, including shelf-stable pantry items, fresh produce, meats, dairy, and more for all their upcoming holiday needs. Customers can save time with free and convenient home delivery on qualifying orders. No Prime membership required. Plus, Amazon makes life easier with secure delivery and return options, including Amazon Hub Lockers, and allows shoppers to save on everyday essentials like diapers and cleaning supplies. For more information and to save 50% on Amazon Prime membership, visit amazon.com/qualify.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall-winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Fall savings are underway at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. Maximize your car wash savings with car washes starting at only $9. A clean car is essential to the value and even safety of a vehicle. And at Quick and Clean Car Wash, they have a variety of car wash packages to choose from. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown.
Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our M-Studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
VivoBook S14. And be sure to listen to Tech It Out on your favorite radio station or as a podcast.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Okay, so usually I'm a last-minute shopper, but the deals at Kohl's, way too good to pass up. I got 40% off holiday decor, 40% off the cutest St. Nicholas square finds for the table, and found the toys topping my kids' list this year. You can even get 15% off, or 15, 20, or 30% off with a Kohl's card. So now I get the whole early shopping thing, and I'm a big fan. Flex Styles. Offers end November 20th. Toys. Coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Velvety paper feel, exquisite colors, stunning scale. At Staples, we sweat the details and quality of every print project. Stop by Staples and try our Print Big Promise. We're committed to getting your print job right, to treating your small business like a big deal, and guiding you from start to finish. Get 20% off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more. Offer ends January 1st. Visit staples.com/services/printing for details. Staples, where small business prints big.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
About 34 after the hour here on our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Warren, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner as we go through the people list, doing it a little differently. There's a people list from talkers and there's a story list. So the people list this week has number 7, Kyle Rittenhouse. And the comments on social media about this trial, I was wondering whether there are any comments about MSNBC being banned by the judge in this trial. What do we think, ladies?
They should have been. Did you hear what they did? You know why they got banned?
I'm not sure. I've heard two different stories.
They sent their reporter to, who was a freelance reporter, admittedly, but the freelancer had orders from MSNBC to follow the jury bus to try to take their pictures as they were exiting the bus. Now, anybody who knows anything knows that the jury cannot be identified, and you cannot, that is something that will immediately lead to a mistrial with, and lead to no verdict ever being met if a picture of the jury is published. All you can release are demographics, basically. Five men, seven women, whatever. That's the only kind of information. And so MSNBC sends this guy out, takes a picture of the jury, gets caught. And so the judge is like, nope, you've lost your privileges, you're out, because you could have screwed up the whole trial.
Yeah.
Well, this just speaks to what is so much a part of what is so-called journalism today. These gotcha people are out there to make a story for themselves.
Well, everyone thinks they're TMZ. It's like standard. That's something TMZ would do. And TMZ would be stupid because they could trigger a mistrial as well.
TMZ is smart enough. Harvey Levin is smart enough not to take pictures of the jury. He's a lawyer, and he knows what this does. I mean, you can throw out a case for anything like this to go wrong. So all of this work, this energy, the protests that are going on inside of the courthouse, everybody paying attention would be out the window because MSNBC wants to take a picture of the jury. That's ridiculous.
It tells you the fiber of the management of the company. Whether it's MSNBC and the person that runs the news department there, or the global big umbrella of NBC, or Comcast that owns Universal and NBC, where does it all, does it trickle uphill? The buck stops at the desk of the guy who runs the entire operation? Because if in fact they're really watching, if they're management, if they're in charge, then they're either in charge or they're not in charge. And guys like that at the top will throw the ball down the stairs, and some guy in the middle or the person who runs the news department at MSNBC gets fired, something like that. But it's still, the cost, it seems to me, is clear. There's a blight on NBC as well. And so what are...
That's just it. Shouldn't they know better? I mean, NBC News,
of course they should know better,
used to be a pretty powerful news bureau.
Yeah.
Right. But who's also... Here's a question, though. Who's also stopping people, the protesters who are outside, from taking pictures and posting on social media of the jurors.
They go to a different location. They don't walk in and out of the courthouse. So a bus picks them up at some location, and then they're brought in underground into the courthouse, and that's how they get in.
Right.
So they can hear the protesters have thrown things at the bus, but the bus has shades on it, essentially.
What moron would throw things at the bus? What are they throwing things at the bus for?
We talk off the air, on the air. The show continues. But the jury, part of what I think this is taking so long and why this process has gone so long is that I think there are a lot of people who are really concerned about the ramifications of a verdict for their community and for themselves personally.
On which side? Which going which way?
The jury feeling like they're going to get attacked based on what decision they make.
Is it either to, whether he's guilty or not guilty, it's going to make
riots
no difference.
Are
going to
happen
still
no matter what
neck.
The verdict is.
All right, so what are people on social media, Jay, saying about the Kyle Rittenhouse trial?
A lot of people are saying he's innocent. He should be found innocent. Regardless of why he was there is not why he's on trial. Very few people are saying that he needs to be held accountable, and even his mom or whoever supplied him with the gun. But for the most part, it's going to get really, really upsetting in Kenosha because people are going to riot regardless of what the verdict is because there's such a strong stance on whichever side you are and what you believe.
Well, I'm looking at some of the comments.
But not
a guy named Todd Osborne said the bottom line, if you go looking for trouble, you'll find trouble.
But that's not a legal argument. Sure,
no,
that's fine. That's what everybody thinks.
And the fact remains, a lot of people are still basing their opinions on other people's opinions. Not enough are doing research. The fact that people still don't even know the race of the victims is kind of upsetting.
Yeah.
You see racial injustice signs in front of the courthouse, and it's surprising because you go, is this like a weird alternate universe? Like, nobody's black. Like, it's not surprising for me to see those signs in front of the Ahmaud Arbery trial, which is going on right now, because there was a black victim in this case. But there is nobody that was involved with this that is a person of color, and it's just really strange. And, in fact, the fact that we've made – and, again, I – think life is valuable, and you know, no one gets to be the person who walks around and deciding who's going to live and die. Just that being said, but we've almost propped up these guys who were shot by Kyle Rittenhouse. These are bad people. These are people who have long criminal records who were out in Kenosha, and everybody's worried about why Kyle Rittenhouse was out there. What in the heck were these guys going out there? I mean, you have a guy who's dead now who was on multiple counts of imprisoning women and children. You had another guy who was a known pedophile with multiple sodomy charges against him. I mean, these are not people that you want, like, that were out in Kenosha just walking their poodles. These are all people that really we should be questioning why all of them were there.
Yep.
But it's really strange how the media decides to, like, lift certain people up and just not tell the whole story. I don't know. And it's putting gasoline on a fire that doesn't need it. I think that's what's so frustrating is there's way too much division already. Why create more? And if the answer is to sell papers or get clicks, I don't know.
Of course that's what it is. Number six is a focus on your pal Adam Schiff. Jennifer, what's he up to?
He's not my pal. He's my congressman, though. Adam Schiff has been getting a lot of coverage because he's got a book out, first of all, brand new book. So he's been out on a lot of the shows talking about it. But he also is head of the Intel Committee, and he's part of the Congressional Committee that's investigating January 6th. So they are subpoenaing. One of the reasons we talk about Adam Schiff is that they have subpoenaed people in Trump's inner circle. Many of those people, including Steve Bannon, have refused to respond to the subpoena, and they've taken the misdemeanor charge because they don't want to give any credibility to the investigation. So that's one of the reasons we're talking about him. The other is that every time he's doing these interviews, he's been asked, do you feel remorse? Do you feel like you need to apologize to your constituents and the American people for lying about the Trump and Russia collusion charges that you said you saw evidence of yourself? Because also going on is that the person who created all of the salacious content that went in that dossier was just charged by John Durham and his investigation for making everything up. And so Adam Schiff for years beat a drum that he had seen the evidence between Trump and Russia that turned out to be untrue and just based on rumor, hearsay, and just made up antics. And he says he doesn't want to apologize because he still believed it happened. So,
you know, there's a – I want to get off on the people because the rest of them are all just the same old, same old. There's a suit that's been filed against the company that you work for during mornings. It's not against the company. It's against somebody that works for the company. And this is how, again, things get twisted around. It just so happens that Jennifer, who does mornings on KRLA, that radio station belongs to a company called Salem Media Group. They own news talk stations all around the country, including K-News in Denver. And they have been sued because one of the station's hosts keeps talking about election fraud there. And somebody filed a complaint with them. But it seems to me in that circumstance that, although, again, it does the same thing as I said a few minutes ago, it kind of rolls uphill to the top of the pile. But this guy is the one who should be held responsible, as the individual hosts are the ones that ought to be held responsible, like Alex Jones was held. There was no suit against any law, any stations that carry him. It was against him. So instead of trying to work over the company, these guys have to be held responsible on their own. I don't know that much about this guy, Randy Corcoran, or whatever his name is, but
I haven't even heard about any of this, actually.
Yeah, well, the continuing.
I know there's a lot of people who are upset about the election issues, but I got to tell you, I mean, there are plenty of false narratives that people are talking about, but then there are also plenty of pieces of evidence that people aren't talking about. And so, again, just common sense is the key, right? If we need to have in our elections, we need to be solid in the fact that they are being carried out in the right way. Because when people lose faith in them, that's when you really start to get into problems. That's when our republic is at risk. And many people, people of color, conservative, many people have lost faith in the fact that elections are being held properly. So what would make people feel better? An investigation, some transparency. Instead, calling people whack jobs and trying to sue them and shut them up, it's probably not the right way to go. Let's do an overhaul. Let's look at our election system. Let's figure it out. I know when they did that in L.A. County and they did it because they were sued, they pulled over 150,000 dead people off of the voter rolls. And those people had voted after their death. Now, in Los Angeles, that's a significant number when you're talking about elections like in a neighboring congressional district decided by 333 votes. So let's just get better. People are taking issue with things that are going on. So can we independently investigate what's going on?
Charts for the week of November 15th to the 19th here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. At number 10 on the story list, the Jones execution clemency. That is Julius Jones. At number 9, opioid addictions and how they have spiked. At number 8, Alex Jones gets it in the neck. Number 7, U.S.-China relations. Number 6, the situation with the weather and the climate and that sort of thing. Number 5, the Rittenhouse jury and the trial. The Biden-Harris approval ratings are number 4. January 6th, that investigation, number 3 still. COVID and all of the various things that go with the discussion of COVID vaccines, masks, mandates, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Number 2, and the supply chain. Story with labor is interesting, the John Deere strike and what attention that got around the country, and it has to do with inflation. That's the story at number 1. Check it out at talkers.com or at djvshow.com. Let's continue in a matter of moments here, spend a couple of minutes talking about the latest COVID realities right after these words. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the, I just like them all. Slippers are great too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com. Elizabeth, what's the deal? Now, you always are running specials at Calitrin, so what's the approach for people to get the best for their buck?
So good to give your body back that collagen protein, the way that your body had it when it was younger. Well, right now we actually have a huge fall special where when you buy 3 months supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, you know, it's not a quick fix fad product, but our 90 day supply has huge results. And when you buy that 90 days, you're going to get 90 days free. So you're basically paying half price. It's buy three, get three free, and it's also unlimited. So if you wanted to stock up and save even more, it's on our website. You can buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10. It's on toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. You can also use the promo code DJV to not have to pay shipping on any orders of Calitrin, too.
Check it all out at toploss.com. That's the Calitrin website that works, and that's why I'm proud to be behind it and endorse it. DJV at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth. People list from Talkers Magazine this week. You can find it at either DJVshow.com or Talkers.com. At number 10, Julius Jones. Number 9, Xi Jinping. I have never pronounced his name right because I don't think he deserves the respect of having his name pronounced correctly. 8, Alex Jones. Number 7, Kyle Rittenhouse. Number 6, Adam Schiff. Number 5, Mitch McConnell. Number 4, Liz Cheney and Nancy Pelosi tied for that position. There's a pair. Donald Trump is 3, Kamala Harris, and her ratings sinking like a rock, number 2, and Joe Biden. You know, he's the president in residence, and he's our guy, or maybe not. But anyway, Joe Biden's number 1 on the people list. So that's the story, the official lists from Talkers Magazine. You can find them at Talkers.com and DJVshow.com. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 47 after the hour here on our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio this week from the DJV showers. Booster shots. Is everybody going to get one? Every adult? Is that good? Everybody? I thought we could all get them now. I don't get the deal. What's the big deal here?
Well, you're over 65, so you're in the category that first was rolled out. But, yeah, they're pushing now. And individual states, like in New Jersey where I am, our governor said, you know, they use the CDC for guidelines and guidance, but they want everybody over 18 to get a booster if it's been 6 months of Pfizer, because the numbers plummet to 43% protection. So I was happy that Lewis and I got our boosters literally 6 months to the day of, you know, of our second shot.
But, so the
and
numbers,
now more people are being hospitalized. And,
yeah,
and
the numbers have
people,
gone up this week. So does that mean immunity is going away if
yeah,
you don't have
it's
a
going
third
down.
Shot?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they need to be boosted. And especially this is going to be another horrible story of nursing homes, because a lot of those people were the first ones to get the shots. And if they don't get boosted, then we're going to have a lot of spread in, you know, in those types of facilities.
Right. Disney says they're going to require passengers that are older than 5 to get a vaccine or not go on a cruise.
Yeah, the Disney Cruise Line. Disney Parks, there are a lot of people who are saying Mickey, who turned 93 this week, is getting a little tyrannical in his old age.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's Disney in general.
But how do you, we know that the cruise industry took such a hit. Remember the ship that was docked off of, I don't know, some coast, and the people were out there, I think it was off of L.A., and the people were stuck on the boat for a month or something because of COVID. I don't know. It makes sense. It's if you want to go on the Disney cruise and you've got kids running around and everybody touching stuff, and which is like
so does everybody just go to the CVS or the Walgreens and get a shot? You go to your doctor's office.
Yeah, Costco's giving them out. You can show up at Costco.
Costco is?
Yep. My friend got a booster shot at Costco. Yeah.
Wow.
You don't need an appointment. You just walk in and...
Mask wearing cuts the incidence of spreading COVID by 53%, according to a new study. Some food for thought. All right, ladies, thank you for being here as usual with your great thoughts. The DJV showers, Jennifer, Victoria, and Jay with Doug at 50 minutes after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Are you suffering from too much house? Is your house too big for your current needs and you want to simplify your life? If you want to sell your house and downsize, or if you've inherited a property you don't need, then call my friends at the Home Buying Network today for a fast cash offer.
We've helped hundreds of people just like you who want to sell a house and downsize fast. With no real estate commissions, fees, or other normal house selling hassles, we make selling your house easy. We don't list your house, we buy it for fast cash. In most cases, our specialists can buy your house in just a few days or when you want. Make this free call now to downsize your house and get a fast cash offer.
Paid for by the Sierra Group. Call 800-930-1737. 800-930-1737. 800-930-1737. That's 800-930-1737.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-444-2013. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-444-2013. That's 800-444-2013. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, here we are at 53 after the hour. End of the week. Time for Victoria Keelan and I. Mostly she does the work. I do. I take the glory. I don't know why I said that.
You take the credit.
Yes, thank you. No, actually, I give the credit to you. Top five items from the world of technology, starting at number five with Apple's offer. What are they offering to do?
Well, Apple has announced a new program that's going to allow consumers to make common repairs to their iPhones themselves, which is, of course, as we know, this is a big thing that the Biden administration has been a champion of. It's the right to repair, and that's something that I think President Biden signed as an executive order almost immediately. And so it doesn't just apply to iPhones. This applies to, you know, we've heard about the tractors. If you have a tractor on a farm, you can now repair your own tractor instead of having John Deere shut it down, remotely, and then you just are stuck there. So this is something that Apple has also had to comply with. And so if you have an iPhone 12 or 13, that's where they're starting. The display, the battery, and the camera, you can actually make repairs related to those three things on your own at home. You can buy the parts that you need, and Apple will send them to you. It will be free in some circumstances if you're under warranty still. And so they're now expanding the program to their Mac computers with their M1 chips, which I have an iMac, and it's so fast, it's amazing. I think this is a really good step in the right direction. If you have an older iPhone, you're not going to be included in this just yet, but we'll see where it goes. They're probably going to expand it further.
All right, number four.
If you're looking for a brand new GM vehicle, pretty much, it's kind of pretty much all of them, especially if you're looking at a Chevrolet, a 2022 Chevy truck. You might want some warmer pants and a coat because the heated seats are not going to be an option. So your bum is going to be a little bit chilly because of the ongoing chip shortage. Now, this is the latest thing that car makers have to sacrifice. So there will be no heated seats and in the SUVs and pickups. And this is, as we know, the list just keeps growing and growing. The good news is, though, is that GM has said by basically just bypassing the heated seat chip, they are at least continuing to produce vehicles. And as we know, you drive around the country anywhere, you look at any dealership, and, it's every dealership around me where I am in New Jersey, if you drive by a Mercedes dealership, there are no Mercedes cars there. It's all a bunch of used cars of other brands. And that seems to just be the trend. Everyone's trying to sell anything that they can get their hands on. And so GM has been hit really hard by this shortage. And so at least this way, they'll be able to start making some vehicles again.
Number three, a study about teens and tweens.
Yeah, this was very upsetting this week to a lot of people for good reason. It's a trend that worries sexual abuse experts. Teens and even younger children are sharing more nude pictures of themselves online and often with adults. And so the once shared with even one person, the images can easily be distributed further, become part of the, you know, of the whole child sexual abuse dark corner of the web. It's horrible. And they found in this new study, twice as many children between the ages of 9 and 12 reported sending nudes or other suggestive pictures of themselves in 2020 compared to the year prior. Now, some of the reasons for that, kids were at home. They were at home with their own home computers. They were probably bored. They weren't out with their friends. They weren't doing the stuff that they normally would be doing. And so a lot of kids took to more online activity. It really spiked during the pandemic, during quarantine. And so this is just, you know, another thing that parents need to worry about.
All right. Number two is a new poll about Twitter.
Yeah, a majority of Twitter users this week say that they get news from Twitter, despite more than half of the users seeing misleading information on the network, and they say it's a major problem. This is a new survey from the Pew Research Center. Almost a quarter of Americans using Twitter, which is a lot of people. I mean, this is a lot of people. And they found that over 53% of respondents said that Twitter has a big problem with misinformation. And the interesting thing is that Republicans, who are kind of more vocal than Democrats about Twitter being a place of, you know, misinformation, it's interesting that the stuff that gets banned is actually not the conservative stuff. It's been a lot of other things aside from, you know, President Trump being being banned from Twitter. But it's kind of an interesting poll.
Number one this week, we as a country have joined into this new cybersecurity partnership. What's that all about?
Yeah, this actually began a few years ago. I don't remember why, but for whatever reason, President Trump did not want to belong to this. This is a consortium of 80 countries, along with Microsoft and Google and other nonprofits and universities. This is called the Paris Call for Trust and Security in Cyberspace. And this is essentially rallying G7 countries to hold other nations accountable when they have cyber attacks.
All right, those are the top five tech stories this week, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Drostra. An investigation is underway in Waukesha, Wisconsin, after an SUV plowed into a parade of Christmas marchers Sunday night, sending dozens to the hospital, and police say there are some fatalities. Mayor Sean Riley expressed his grief.
My heart goes out to all those affected by this senseless act. My heart goes out to those injured as well as to their families. My heart goes out to those who were witness to these events. My heart goes out to those who lost a loved one tonight.
One person was taken into custody. All eyes are now turning to Georgia Monday when the jurors in the Ahmaud Arbery trial head to the courthouse to begin their first day of deliberations over the fate of three white men charged with his murder. If you listen close enough, the whispers are getting louder.
Democrats have been saying out loud what others are saying privately, that Joe Biden's political standing is so weak less than a year into his presidency, he will not be able to win re-election in 2024 if he runs again. Speculation has intensified about the short list of would-be successors. The list is led by Vice President Kamala Harris, but it also includes Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg and New Jersey Senator Cory Booker. Jason Walker reporting.
WhatsApp is adding more details to its privacy policy and flagging that information for European users after Irish regulators slapped the chat service with a record fine for breaching strict EU data privacy rules. Starting Monday, WhatsApp's privacy policy will be recognized to provide more information on the data it collects and how it's used. Chinese tech giants, including Alibaba and Tencent Holdings, fined Saturday for failing to report corporate acquisitions, adding to an anti-monopoly crackdown by the Communist Party. More at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
An Indiana woman allegedly sold her 13-year-old daughter to a 27-year-old man.
The girl's mother was charged in Allen County with child selling. Police got involved when a friend of the girl called Fort Wayne police to say her friend was being forced to marry an adult. The 27-year-old man, who quoted the Bible to the teenager and told the girl, "I own you now, I can make you do what I want," was also charged. He faces charges of child solicitation and neglect of a dependent. Patrick Foss reporting.
On November 22, 1963, John F. Kennedy, the 35th President of the United States, shot to death during a motorcade in Dallas. Governor John Connally, riding in the same car as Kennedy, seriously wounded. Suspected gunman Lee Harvey Oswald was arrested. Days later, he was shot and killed. Meanwhile, Vice President Lyndon Johnson was sworn in as president aboard Air Force One. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. It's right around this time of year, Thanksgiving, that the Christmas tree tents begin to pop up in neighborhoods and big box stores. But if you're going to buy a Christmas tree this year, be prepared for sticker shock. Experts say there's a number of reasons, not just the pandemic.
The American Christmas Tree Association, representing retailers, says lumber, trucking, and fuel prices are up. Some stores say they're still waiting for shipments from China. People seeking holiday cheer during the pandemic drove over-the-top sales for Christmas trees last year.
So now Ed Dart, the owner of a Christmas tree farm on Long Island, tells Newsday newspaper they sold out of mature trees last year and also sold many that weren't mature yet, leaving the farm with fewer trees to sell this year. Sidney Belushian is a tree seller in Clovis, California.
We have a shortage anyway of trees.
He told KFSN that the tree growing industry was hard hit by record summer heat in some areas of Oregon.
The crop was cut about 40%.
I'm Jennifer King.
Check out more on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
get me every time.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we begin this time with the second half of an episode of the comedy program My Friend Irma. And then later, it's The Whistler. Known as Fateful Reminder, it stars John Stevenson, Betty Lou Gerson, and Virginia Gregg. First, though, we need to return to a Dancing Lessons episode of My Friend Irma, starring Marie Wilson, with Kathy Lewis as Jane, and John Brown as Al. It's from December 15th, 1947.
Set for Al's first rumba lesson. The carpet's been rolled up, the furniture's been pushed back, and the phonograph is poised for the opening gong. In this corner, Irma Peterson, 115 pounds and ready for action. In that corner, Al, 165 pounds and ready to jump out of the window. Frankly, I've never seen Irma so happy. I just can't get over the radiant look on her face. Her expression is that of a mother who is about to see her child take his first step. I have a feeling that Al doesn't want to come to Mama.
Irma?
Yes, Jane?
Change the needle in the phonograph. It's all ready.
Thanks. Are you ready, Al?
Well, look, chicken, I know I promised, but why should I learn the rumba when I got a whole mess of Charleston steps I've never even used yet?
Oh, come on, Al. Be a good sport. I'm anxious to see how you do, because I want to phone Richard if you're joining us. Come on.
We'll show you. Come on, Al.
I feel like I'm going to the dentist.
Now, Al, first I want you to get to know the rhythm of the rumba music when you hear it. Start the music, Jane.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. The wrong record.
You want me to dance or salute?
Oh. I see. I'm sorry, Al. Here it is. It's a wonderful rumba, Siboney.
Oh, hold it just a minute, Jane. I want to show Al the correct position for the rumba. Now, Al, take my hand. Oh, no, not so close. Stand back. That's it.
Chicken, if we're going to stand this far apart, there's no point in dancing with you. I can just call you up on the phone.
No, Al, that's correct.
Well, it might be correct, but it ain't fun.
Now, come on, kids. Here goes the music.
All right, now, I'll lead you, Al. Ready? One, two, three, step. One, two, three, step. No, no, Al.
What's wrong?
Well, when you dance a rumba, you're not supposed to move the head, the shoulders, or hips. Just the feet and the knees. Understand?
Okay, but do you mind if the rest of me comes along just for the ride?
Go ahead, Al. Now, come on. Try it again, Al.
One, two, three, step. One, two, three, step. No, no, Al, honey.
What didn't I do now?
When you do the rumba, you don't jump around. You stay in one place.
Can't dance that way, chicken. Got to keep moving.
Why?
The joints I go to, my pockets will be picked in the first 8 bars. Oh, chicken, I want to make you happy, but I just wasn't cut out for this sissy stuff.
Oh, don't say that, Al. You're graceful.
Oh, you think so?
Oh, certainly. And don't forget, you haven't got a career yet. You could become a great dancer.
Well, never thought of it that way.
Sure, maybe we could become a team. Call ourselves Al and Irma, those dancing fools.
Kind of corny, chicken.
But descriptive.
Or maybe Al and Irma, a boy and a girl, four legs, that's all.
Oh, my. Al, are you going to dance?
Try it once more. Let's go.
One, two, three, step. Oh, no, no, Al.
What do I get a ticket for now?
Well, you keep shaking your head. Pretend there's a plate of spaghetti on your head and you don't want to spill it. Keep your head erect.
Gotcha. Let's go.
One, two, three, step. One, two, three, step. Oh, Al, what are you doing?
Sorry, chicken. Can't concentrate. Getting hungry. Keep thinking of that spaghetti on my head.
Oh, Jane, what's the use? You and Richard better go out with the Watkins alone. I'm in love with a wallflower.
Oh, don't say that, chicken. I tried. It's just one of them things. Some guys is born for the rumba, some guys is born for the sofa.
Now, listen, Al, you promised Irma. You made her send Harvey home, and you're going to learn if you stay here all afternoon. Let me try leading you.
I'm game.
Start the music, will you, honey? And listen, Al, I'm not Jolson, and you're not Sonny Boy, so stay off my knees.
We'll make a definite effort.
Thank you. One, two, three, step. One, two, three, murder!
Sorry, Jane, didn't mean to kick your ankle.
No? What were you aiming at? All right, let's try it again. One, two, three, step. One, two, three, step. One, two, three, mother.
Hey, I thought I did pretty good there.
Yes, you did, at mountain climbing.
Oh, we better quit.
No, you don't, Al. Between Irma and me, you're going to learn this rumba if it kills you. Now, come on. One, two, three, step. Come
one,
on.
One, two, three,
do
step.
It. One, two,
one,
that's two, right.
Three,
come on,
step.
Al. Come on.
One, two, three, step. Well, girls, how'd I do? Well, Irma, say something. Jane, speak. Well, the two of you are just going to lie on the floor like that. I'll sit down.
Want some water?
No. See if you can get plasma.
Oh, now, cut the kidding, Jane. I wasn't that bad.
No? Well, let me tell you.
Come in.
Hello, Emma. How are you, Jane?
Oh, hello, Richard. I was just going to call you.
Say, what happened to this room? Looks like the super chief's been through here.
No, we were teaching Al a rumba.
We're waiting for our battle stars.
Jane, I don't know what to do about tomorrow night. Watkins just wired, and he and his wife would like to see the floor show at Bowery Sam's, and I can't get a reservation.
Bowery Sam? Shouldn't be hard to fix.
Well, Al, if there's any way in the world you can swing it, I'd be most appreciative. Now, Watkins' wife is a little eccentric, but he's a big client, and you know what that means.
See what I can do. Only one man who can help us.
Who, Al?
Who else but... Hello, Joe. Al, got a problem. Huh? Why am I out of breath? Was learning the rumba. Yeah, it's a dance. You know, like Velos and Yolanda? Huh? No, they was never with Notre Dame. Joe would like to get reservations for a few friends at Bowery Sam's. What's the dope? Now, hold it, Joe. No use, folks.
What's wrong?
The only way I can get you in is if you're my guest.
Well, Al, that's wonderful.
Oh, no, chicken. Bowery Sam's a classy place. No use me going. Jane would be embarrassed. I can't rumba.
Who says you can?
You did.
Oh, Al, I was just kidding you.
Oh, yeah? How about when I kicked you in the ankles?
Well, that's the latest step, Al. They're doing that all over Bolivia. Is that right, Richard?
Yes, yes, and parts of the Argentine.
I saw it way over in Jersey.
You're not kidding me.
Of course not, Al.
Well, I knew I had talent, but I didn't think it worked so fast. Okay, I'll fix it up right now. Hello, Joe. Al, coming over with party of six tomorrow night. Huh? No, you don't have to worry. Somebody in the crowd will pay. Goodbye, Joe. Well, it's all set. Now, look, Richard, I want this understood. If I go along, I want to pay my own way.
Oh, no, I wouldn't think of it.
Okay. Come on, Irma, sit with me down the corner while I get my shoes shined. Want to look good tomorrow night.
But, Al, why don't you wait until tomorrow night to have them shined?
Got the dime in the shoes now. Don't know what the future will bring.
All right, goodbye, Jane and Richard.
Bye.
Bye, kids.
Jane, do you think we were right in kidding Al into believing he could do the rumba? You know, that Bolivian step?
Oh, it can't do any harm, dear. And what's most important, it'll give Irma a chance to have a good time. She's been home so much.
All right, just as long as it can't do any harm.
This is When Radio Was and My Friend Irma. We'll be right back after this.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best-tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Berks Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Berks Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Berks Construction Management.
Turn your someday into today. The Shasta College spring semester begins January 19th, and now's the time to register for classes. First-time, full-time students, get your first 2 years tuition-free. At Shasta College, we'll teach you the skills, give you the knowledge, and provide the training you need to unlock your potential. Reskill, upskill, or get transfer ready at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/apply.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
December 4th, join us as we send packages to the troops all over the world for the holidays. Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. From 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday the 4th, join us for our annual packages for the troops at the VFW Hall on Center Street in Anderson. $10 adults, $8 students with student ID. Children 12 and under free. Admission covers costs for lunch and partial shipping for a box. And hey, if you have leftover Halloween candy, donate it and we'll put it in the packages. You can drop off donations between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. Fridays at the museum offices, 2110 North Street in Anderson, or bring it to the event December 4th. Again, this year I want to remind you, Homeward Bound is providing Thanksgiving and Christmas meals for military families in need during the holidays. You can donate canned goods, hams or turkeys, or gift cards. Again, drop off of the donation is every Friday between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. at the museum offices on North Street. For more information, call Rob Burrows at 530-510-8210. and thank you for your support.
Doing now.
I think it's a fancy step. No, he tripped her.
Is she hurt?
I don't know. She's not up yet. Oh, look. Now he's lifting her and spinning her. Jane, is that also done in Bolivia?
Only in the unexplored parts. Richard, I'm so sorry, honestly.
Oh, Jane, they're coming off the floor.
Is she still walking?
Yes.
On her hands or her feet?
Well, here we are back.
Darling, you're all right?
Oh, I've never felt better. This sweet fool kept kicking me in the ankles so much I forgot all about my stomach.
Well, that sounds like my old Helen. Here, honey, I know you haven't had a drink of champagne in 6 months, but how about a drink?
Certainly, dear. Oh, don't bother pouring it. Just hand me the bottle.
That a girl. And, Richard, about that 50,000 shares of United, double the order.
Thanks, Del.
Oh, Al. Al, my ballerina.
That was nothing. Wait till I find out what they're doing in Peru.
Well, thanks to Al and Bolivia, everything turned out just wonderfully. But our apartment is no longer the same. Every moment that Al and Irma are together, the phonograph is going and the joint is jumping. In fact, yesterday I said, Irma, you know, you and Al are fanatics about this rumba. Why don't the two of you ever sit on the sofa? And Irma said...
Oh, Al says that's for kids. We have time for that when we grow up.
And you know, the one person who will still be a kid at 90 will be my friend, Irma.
My Friend Irma, presented by Swan, another fine product of Lever Brothers Company, was produced and directed by Cy Howard. Tonight's script was written by Cy Howard and Park Levy. Folks, next Monday evening, tune in an hour earlier over most of these same stations for the Lux Radio Theater. And then stay tuned to listen to...
Our Friend Swan
with My Friend Irma.
Starring Marie Wilson as Irma and Kathy Lewis as Jane. Hans Conried was Professor Kropotkin. Mary Wilson can soon be seen in the Eagle Lion release, Linda Be Good.
The Dancing Lessons from December 15, 1947. I'm Greg Bell, and next on Wind Radio Was, we'll experience A Fateful Reminder. That's the title of a summer 1951 episode of The Whistler, which begins right after this break.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night. I know many strange tales. Many secrets hidden in the hearts of men and women who have stepped into the shadows. Presently I'll tell you of nameless terrors of which they dare not speak.
He's radio's grim conscience, the Whistler. And he's back with another collection of strange stories in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, The Whistler, Death Watch. This 20-episode set sells for $39.98, but Radio Classics listeners can get it today for only $24.98. Save $15 and get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code KILLER33. Order The Whistler Death Watch today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code KILLER33. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Radio's outstanding theater of thrills, suspense.
Johnny Dollar.
We offer you escape.
The Jack Benny program.
The Johnson Wax program with Fibber McGee and Molly.
The Phil Harris Alice Faye show.
Stream the most recent When Radio Was episodes on the new Radio Spirits app for free. Plus, get thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, Our Miss Brooks, The Whistler, and Nero Wolfe, to name just a few. Download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening. You can also bookmark programs and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like. So don't miss a When Radio Was episode ever again. Sign up for a free trial now at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android. Check out the Radio Spirits app today and get free When Radio Was daily streams with no risk or obligation.
This is your Checked It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
brought to you by Asus.
Combining music videos with Lego? Yep, Lego Video, spelled V-I-D-I-Y-O, allows you to bring your Lego minifigures to life through an app. Then you can join your Lego minifigures in a music video and totally rock out. Will Thorogood from the Lego Group fills us in.
This is about making cool minifigures come to life in your music videos. Now, if you want to dance with them, you can, of course, do that. And actually, we see a lot of kids playing together, one person being the director and producer of the film and another one being a performer or star. Likewise, when we talk to a lot of families, this is something I feel they can do together. Have a great family time making these cool videos as well. But one of the things that we're really focused on is obviously safety, because obviously this is an experience for kids within this world.
Lego Video features music from artists like Pink and Imagine Dragons, and all the music and content is kid safe. Lego Video is in stores now.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, where it's time for the Whistler. That role is handled by Bill Foreman. The announcer is Marvin Miller. And heading up the cast in this example, John Stevenson, Betty Lou Gerson, and Virginia Gregg, with Ed McDonald, Sidney Miller, and Ted Von Eltz. It's from August 12, 1951.
Signal, the famous Go-Farther gasoline, invites you to sit back and enjoy another strange story by the Whistler.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night. I know many strange tales hidden in the hearts of men and women who have stepped into the shadows. Yes, I know the nameless terrors of which they dare not speak.
And now for the Signal Oil Company, the Whistler's strange story. Fateful Reminder.
Phil Alexander slammed the phone receiver down angrily, ignored the puzzled look on Elaine Clyde's face, and slowly studied the room in which the two of them sat. It was Phil's own office, his reward for 15 years of service in the interest of Minnick's distinguished jewelers. And now he was proprietor James Minnick's right-hand man. He was also the favorite of wealthy women, women like Elaine Clyde, seated across the desk from him. But that wasn't all about Phil Alexander. No. The phone call he just completed was a far more accurate yardstick of what he was really like, down inside. That call from Al Farino, reminding Phil of a $10,000 gambling debt.
Phil, what on earth's the matter?
Hmm? Oh, nothing, Elaine, really.
Another client? As demanding as I am?
No, no, nothing like that. About the ring mounting, do you like it?
I do, very much. Your designer does such distinguished work. Aren't you going to talk me into buying it?
You know, I never want you to buy anything. That doesn't please you.
Oh, of course you don't, dear. I'm afraid you're not in a joking mood tonight. That phone call really distressed you, didn't it?
No. Now, please, don't you worry about it.
I shan't. And I'm going to get your mind off it, too. I'm having a little party tomorrow night. Suppose you come and make it a success.
Tomorrow night? Sounds fine. I'll be there.
At 8, Phil, dear. Until tomorrow night, then.
Tomorrow night.
Mr. Alexander.
What?
That's a nice doll. She looks expensive.
Who are you?
Relax, Mr. Alexander. Delano sent me over.
Oh, look. You can't come in here, my place of business.
But I did come in. You see, Felino don't like phones banged up in his ears, and he wants his dog.
Where does he think I'm going to get it?
Well, that's not his problem. Tell you what, though. I'll give you a lead. Why don't you bring the doll that just left down to the tables tonight? We can fix it so she'll drop at least 10 G's. And you'll be square.
Hey, you get out of here.
Okay. It's all right, Buster. Till Friday night, anyway.
Friday night?
Yeah, 11 sharp. Farino's place.
Oh, but Farino's...
I'm telling you what Farino said Friday night at 11. You pay up, or... pay off, Mr. Alexander.
You stand there, watch him saunter off. And yet this anonymous little man has served you with what might be a death warrant. You try to imagine what Elaine Clyde's reaction would be if you suddenly asked her for a loan of $10,000. And your employer, James Minnick. You know what he'd do if he had any idea that his trusted assistant even knew anyone involved with gambling.
Oh, Phil, will you come into the office a minute?
Hmm? Oh, yes, Mr. Minnick, right away.
Odd chap you were just talking with. A possible new client?
Oh, no, I don't think so. I'm afraid our prices are too high for him.
Frankly, I hope they are. Well, come on in a moment.
All right, sir.
Elizabeth, hold the phone calls, will you?
Of course, Mr. Minnick.
Sit down, Phil. Sit down.
Oh, thank you, sir.
I wanted to talk with you before the annual employees' dinner tonight.
Oh?
Something rather startling has come up, Phil.
Startling, sir?
Yes, that's a small word for it. I suppose there's no easy way to say this. You know what a stickler I am for personal honesty, integrity.
Yes, of course I do, Mr. Minnick.
I can't afford to have people working for me whose integrity I no longer respect.
What are you trying to say, Mr. Minnick?
What would you say, Phil? If you thought one of your most trusted employees was no longer worthy of your trust.
I don't know. I guess there isn't much to say.
It's difficult to believe, isn't it, Phil? But apparently James Minnick has discovered your association with Al Farino. You stand there stunned, unable to speak, your mind spinning, wondering if your employer also knows of the $10,000 you must pay Farino, and soon. And as he speaks, you realize Mr. Minnick is looking at you and watching your face.
I don't blame you for looking so surprised, Phil. I found the knowledge that one of my trusted employees was stealing almost incredible myself.
What are you going to do?
Nothing immediately. In matters of this kind, it's important to be absolutely certain of the facts.
Yes.
I want to be very sure.
Excuse me, Mr. Minnick.
Yes, Elizabeth?
I'm sorry to disturb you, sir, but there's a man outside about the employees' banquet tonight. He said you wanted to go over the final arrangement.
Oh, that's right, I do. All right, in just a moment.
Yes, sir.
I'd appreciate it if you wait for me, Phil. I think it might be a good idea if you and I went to the employees' dinner together. If I don't get a chance to see you before then, we can finish our talk afterwards.
Certainly, Mr. Minnick. I'll wait for you.
You can't run, can you, Phil? You know, if Mr. Minnick has found you out, no amount of running away can save you. Because if Mr. Minnick doesn't find you, Farino will. Mr. Minnick is unable to see you again before the annual employees' dinner. And as it progresses, you toy with your food. Half listen as Mr. Minnick delivers the familiar speech he makes every year about the rewards of honest endeavor, the value of personal integrity. But then something he says pulls you up short.
Now, this is more than just our annual dinner tonight. It's, it's an occasion. I've been advised by my physician to take a few months off. Mrs. Minnick and I are sailing to Hawaii. And while I'm gone, I'm placing the full responsibility of the store in the capable hands of Phil Alexander. Well, how about a word, Phil?
Why, I don't know what to say. Except, well, thanks, Mr. Minnick.
Never mind, Phil. Just to know you'll be here while I'm gone is all I need to know. And now, everybody, we're here for some fun. Enjoy yourselves. There's music for dancing. Everything you want.
Good. Have a good Christmas.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Oh, must I call you Mr. Alexander now?
Phil's fine with me, Elizabeth.
Oh, excuse me, Elizabeth. I'll send Phil back to the party in a moment. I want to give him some fatherly advice right now.
Of course.
We won't be long. Well, Phil, surprised?
Oh, I certainly was, sir. I hope you enjoy your trip, Mr. Minnick. You've earned a rest, all right.
Yeah, that's what Mrs. Minnick says. We'll sail this Saturday. Now, Phil, that dishonesty matter I brought up late this afternoon.
Oh, yes.
My timing was none too good. But I had to share it with someone I knew I could trust. I hope I didn't concern you too much.
Well, I found it hard to believe, sir.
I know. Ordinarily, I wouldn't burden you with it. But since you'll be in charge, I want you to keep a very close eye on Elizabeth.
Elizabeth?
Yes. It's shocking, isn't it? She's been with me so long. Almost as long as you, Phil. And yet, she's the only one besides myself who has the combination to the vault.
Oh. You've missed some jewelry, is that it?
Yes, small things. Nothing really expensive yet. I somehow find it impossible to confront her with it. Oh, perhaps she isn't guilty at all. But if she is, I want her caught, of course.
Caught in the act, you mean?
Yes. Now, I hate to burden you with this, Phil, but I probably won't be in the store before I leave, and after all, who else can I trust?
Your mind spins again, Phil. Because even as James Minnick hands you the combination to the jewelry store vault and tells you to keep a close watch on his secretary, Elizabeth, he's handing you a solution to your own problem, isn't he? Yes. If he suspects Elizabeth and trusts you, it will be a simple matter of your word against hers. James Minnick has played right into your hands, hasn't he, Phil? And as you return to the company party, you've already a half-formed plan in your mind concerning Elizabeth.
There you are, Phil. Don't you think you should at least save the last waltz for your new secretary?
Well, I was thinking about that, too, but...
Oh, you promised the dance to Mr. Minnick.
Oh, no, not quite. You've been swimming in the punch bowl since I saw you last, huh?
Well, I was going to, but they tricked us. The punch has no punch. Pure fruit juice.
Oh, how nourishing. Why, Miss Elizabeth, I believe they're playing our song.
I bribe the leader.
Well, shall we?
Of course.
Elizabeth, I know a place with a far more interesting punch bowl.
You do?
Mm-hmm. They fill the punch bowl with popcorn and serve you rare old native drinks like scotch and water.
Sounds quaint.
Oh, it is. And rare old native musicians play rare old native tunes like Ragmop.
Minnick's shadow with a sense of humor, I don't believe.
Let's go. I'll prove it to you.
You're listening to The Whistler. We'll be back with more of our story right after this.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
In the market for a next-level Windows 10 laptop, look no further than the ZenBook Pro Duo 15 OLED from Asus. It lets you get things done in style, calmly, efficiently, and with zero fuss. It's your powerful and elegant companion for on-the-go productivity and creativity, featuring an amazing 4K OLED HDR touchscreen. It also includes the Asus ScreenPad Plus secondary 4K display with a brand new tilting design that offers effortless ergonomics and seamless workflows. Not all ideas come in words. Capture inspiration as it comes with the sketch or scribble of a digital pen. Powered by up to an Intel Core i9 8-core processor and NVIDIA GeForce RTX 3070 GPU, ZenBook Pro Duo 15 OLED brings you all the benefits of tomorrow's technology today. Visit Asus.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
If you're worried about your borderline blood pressure, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
Garlic works safely and naturally to support my blood pressure.
Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula has a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals, so you know it works.
No garlic taste, no garlic breath.
Take charge of your blood pressure with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
And now let's get back to The Whistler on When Radio Was.
I like your natives, Phil.
Very authentic, aren't they?
You know, you really had me fooled.
Oh?
I didn't know you were human. I don't believe I knew you could talk either. Except to say, yes, sir, Mr. Minnick, and yes, ma'am. Mrs. Clyde.
Oh, now, look.
Okay, I've gone too far. I'm sorry.
Mrs. Clyde is a good client of Minnie's. It's my job to keep her that way, that's all.
She's just a client, Phil?
Just a client, Elizabeth.
I'd like to be able to count on that.
I'd like you to.
It's going well, isn't it, Phil? You're certain now you'll have no trouble with Elizabeth. Her interest in you is obvious, and for the first time in weeks, you feel sure of yourself, don't you? Late that night, as you return to your apartment, your confidence is soaring.
You're not celebrating, Phil?
Huh? Reno.
Good news travels fast, Phil. I heard about Mr. Minnick leaving you in charge of the store while he's away. That's fine, Phil. Fine.
Look, Reno, now that you know you'll get the $10,000... Can you give me till Monday? Mr. Minnick's sailing Saturday. I wouldn't want to do anything before he left town.
You wouldn't, huh?
No.
I'll tell you something, Phil. The Friday night figure is $10,000. By Monday, it's $20,000.
Now, look, you can't do that.
No. Try me.
But it isn't going to be simple to get the $10,000.
It could get a lot more complicated if I saw Mr. Minnick before he left, couldn't it, Phil?
You wouldn't do that. Where would it get you?
Off the hook for punks like you who got no business playing the wheel. I want my dough Friday night, Phil. No later.
He means it, doesn't he, Phil? Friday night is your absolute deadline. And Farino isn't letting you forget it for a moment. There's very little time. The next morning is Thursday. And after a sleepless night, you arrive at the store early before anyone else. In James Minnick's private office, you go immediately to the vault, quickly work the combination. There's cash on hand, yes, but not nearly $10,000. And the jewelry is all marked for delivery to clients that day. You don't dare disturb it. By mid-morning, immersed in store problems, you find yourself trembling, looking up nervously, constantly fearful that Farino or another of his men will walk in on you. While you're making a quick tour of the display rooms, that you finally do notice a strange man loitering about. And it takes all the nerve you can summon to approach him.
Yes?
Oh, Mr. Alexander?
That's right.
I have a message for you. Can we talk in private?
See here. I've had enough of these messages as you describe them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And my private office is not provided for such negotiations. Now, if you'll come...
Wait a minute. I don't think you understand.
I understand that I want you to get out of here.
Look, the boss said...
I know what your boss said. Tell him I'll have the money for him Friday somehow, some way.
Uh-huh. Okay, Mr. Alexander. Oh, one other thing. You sure you know what I'm...
Certainly I know. Tomorrow night, 11 sharp at Farino's place, I'll have the $10,000. Now, get out of here.
You watch him go, Phil. Curse Farino for hounding you. As you start back towards your office, go inside. You're vaguely aware that Elizabeth is speaking to you.
Phil, Mrs. Clyde is on the phone.
Huh? Oh, okay.
If you take it on my phone, I'll hear just your end of the conversation. If you take it in Minnick's office, I'll hear Booth.
I'll take it here. Hello, Mrs. Clyde.
Hello, Mr. Alexander. My, we're so formal today, aren't we?
Why, no,
I'm kidding you, Phil. You haven't forgotten about tonight, have you?
Tonight?
Oh, my, you have forgotten. My party this evening, 8 o'clock. I asked you when I was in the store yesterday.
Oh, yes, of course.
I'll send Charles around for you about a quarter off. Is that all right with you?
Yes, fine.
Wonderful, dear. I'll see you tonight.
I look forward to it. Goodbye.
You know, I think I like your other side better, the one I saw last night.
Huh? Oh, sure. We'll have to do it often, Elizabeth.
Well, dear, you're not having any fun.
Of course I am, Elaine. Everyone enjoys your party.
Just the same, I'm afraid you're taking your new responsibilities at the store too seriously.
Perhaps that's it.
I know something that'll put that old gleam back in your eye. Come on in the library.
Oh, all right.
Sit down at the desk, Phil.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to see these in a proper setting. The light's better there.
You're being pretty mysterious.
Oh, I mean to be. And I trust you not to watch the combination to my wall.
Why, yes, I think so.
Oh, believe me, I'm not worried. Now then. What do you think of these?
Good heavens, Elaine.
Nice, aren't they?
They're unbelievable. Diamonds, sapphires, emeralds.
Not many of each, of course. But I did think they might make a nice bracelet.
Oh, I'm sure they would.
Now, I want you to take them.
Take them?
To Jacques at the store, darling. Let him study them. Work out the bracelet design. When it's ready, I'll stop by and see it.
But about the gems?
Can't you keep them in the vault at the store for me?
Oh, certainly. We'll be glad to. Why not have Charles deliver them to Miss Patton in the morning?
Miss Patton?
Mr. Minnick's secretary, Elizabeth Patton. Checking things in and out of the vault is her job. Even if you sent them to me, I'd have to turn them over to her.
All right, Phil, if that's the procedure. I'll send them in tomorrow.
Good. Now let's get back to your party, shall we? I promise you I'll be a model guest the rest of the evening.
It's a break, isn't it, Phil? You know enough about gems to estimate the value of Elaine Clyde's collection. You'll have no trouble fencing them, you're certain of that. And the amount you can raise from one or two will more than cover your gambling debt to Al Farino. You're pleased, aren't you, Phil? Because your plan is so simple, so easy. The Clyde gems will be delivered to Elizabeth in the morning. She'll put them in the vault. And once any of them are missing, you're certain all the evidence of theft will point to her. You're at the office Friday morning, confident that you'll be able to keep your 11 p.m. appointment with Farino and keep on living in the bar.
Good morning, Elizabeth.
Oh, good morning, Phil. Well, your party last night must have agreed with you.
Oh, feel fine. So fine, in fact, I'd like to have dinner with you this evening.
You know, that's nice, because I'd like to have dinner with you, too.
Oh, good. I'm afraid I'll have to run out on you afterward. I have to have a business appointment, you see. But at least we'll have fun at dinner.
I'm sure we will.
We can go from work, if that's okay with you.
Fine. See how agreeable I am.
Hmm. Oh, I almost forgot. Mrs. Clyde's chauffeur is bringing some stones in this morning. Wants us to keep them in the vault for her until our designer makes them into a bracelet. You'll check them into the vault, won't you?
Why, yes, of course. Have you any idea of their value?
No. We'll have to have them appraised in the next day or so.
Well, I'll take care of them.
I've got to keep some appointments for Mr. Minnick today, so I probably won't be around until dinner time. If anything comes up...
Oh, my goodness, something did come up. I guess it isn't too important, but that man was around here when I came to work this morning.
Man?
Well, you know, the fellow you were talking with yesterday on a personal matter, you said.
Oh. Did you talk to him?
No. If he should come back, shall I tell him anything for you?
Yes. Tell him hello.
You spend a profitable day away from the store, don't you, Phil? Yes, you make contact with an established fence in the city. Describe the stones you'll deliver to him later that evening and get his assurance that if they are as you say, you'll easily get the $10,000 you require. Early that evening, you have dinner with Elizabeth. Send her home, see her home afterward. And then set your final plan into motion. You go directly to the store, let yourself into the darkened building, and make straight for the vault in Mr. Minnick's office.
You really expect to get away with that, Phil?
Elizabeth, how on earth...
I followed that cab, as they say, only I know a shortcut. Get away from that vault, Phil.
You surely don't expect to use that gun?
If I have to, and I may. You made two mistakes, Phil. First, in thinking I'd go for your sudden interest in me after all these years. And second, when you spent most of the day away from the office. You see, your Mr. Farino called to remind you of your appointment tonight.
Look, Elizabeth...
I'll take that box of Mrs. Clyde's, Phil. I have use for what's inside.
Minnick's under you, Elizabeth. You're under me. Let's make a deal.
The box, Phil. Hand it over. Minnick will be no concern, and you little use where I'm going.
Okay, I'll hand it over. You only made one mistake, Elizabeth, but that one's going to prove fatal. Well, Lieutenant?
Sure adds up just as you tell it, Mr. Alexander. Funny, you say the girl worked for Minnick's a long time, too.
Yes, right? Almost as long as I have. It's terrible. Mr. Minnick was suspicious of her before he left. I tried my best to watch her. That's why I had the gun ready.
But... you did your best. You couldn't know she had an accomplice. Didn't get a good look at him, huh?
No, he managed to leap out past me, knock the gun from my hand. But not before...
I know. Those jewels her partner made off with, you said they were uncut gems?
Yes. Yes, that's the trouble. It'll be very difficult to trace them.
Possible, probably. But don't feel badly. Mr. Minnick's insurance will cover the stones. Wouldn't have covered your life, though.
Yes, you're right. I could have been much worse off if it had happened differently. Much worse off.
It went very well, didn't it, Phil? With James Minnick having warned you of his suspicions of Elizabeth, it seemed to the police as if you had caught her in the act of theft. There is no suspicion that it was the other way around, that Elizabeth interrupted you and that you killed her. You've convinced the police Elizabeth had an accomplice and that he managed to escape with the uncut gems belonging to Elaine Clyde. You feel certain of success now, particularly after having disposed of the jewels to a local fence. The money is nestled in your inside coat pocket, ready for payment of your gambling debt. And it's shortly before 11 p.m. You're right on schedule as you enter Al Farino's gambling establishment.
I'm the black number, ladies and gentlemen. The black this time.
Excuse me. Excuse me, please.
Come in.
Right on time, Farino.
Yeah, I see.
And here's your money. Oh. See, your lackey is on hand to count it for you.
You're so right, Mr. Alexander.
I'll say something for this boy, Farino. He was more polite than that first one you sent.
Yeah?
Actually, he seemed concerned about my being upset, worried.
I was worried, Mr. Alexander. Worried and very puzzled.
I got news for you, Phil. This is not my boy.
Huh? What are you talking about?
He's a cop. Your boss was worried about you. That Elizabeth thing. Thought she might give you some trouble.
And Mr. Minnick called headquarters, asked us to look in on you from time to time.
And you weren't sent by Al here. I put you on the track myself.
You sure did. I've had you tailed since that day in the store.
I don't believe it. You wouldn't have let me kill her.
We were too late to stop you, that's all. Didn't know she'd walk in on you. Too bad. But now we've got all the answers. And they add up to... murder.
Featured in tonight's story were Bill Foreman, John Stevenson, Betty Lou Gerson, Virginia Gregg, Ed McDonald, Ted Von Else, and Sidney Miller. The Whistler was produced and directed by George W. Allen, with story by Margaret Solenston, music by Wilbur Hatch, and was transmitted to our troops overseas by the Armed Forces Radio Service. The Whistler is entirely fictional, and all characters portrayed on The Whistler are also fictional. Any similarity of names or resemblance to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. Remember to tune in at the same time next Sunday when the Signal Oil Company will bring you another strange story by The Whistler. This is Marvin Miller speaking for the Signal Oil Company. Stay tuned now for the Horace Heidt Show, which follows immediately over most of these stations. This is the CBS Radio Network.
Fateful reminder from August 12, 1951. Lead actress Betty Lou Gerson was also a prominent cartoon voice performer. For example, she would be heard as a certain fur-wearing Disney villain in a 1961 animated motion picture. I'll name that role and then wrap up in Radio Was right after this.
Rock out with MusicRewind.com and Teenage Rebels, a three-CD collection of 80 teen pop, doo-wop, and killer rock and roll classics that will keep you grooving all night. Go to MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 to paint the town red with your favorite Teenage Rebels. Order now and pay only $19.98, plus receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code REBELS33. That's MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Remember promo code REBELS33 for your special savings on shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Holmes, Holmes, it can't be.
But it is, Watson, beyond any shadow of doubt.
Beyond any shadow of a doubt, you won't miss a When Radio Was episode ever again. Just stream the most recent shows on our Radio Spirits app for free. Download it at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android.
Oh, I suppose you could do better.
Well, you think not? Honey, just sit down and listen to me.
Yes, listen to this. You can't do better than streaming thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, The Whistler, Jack Benny, and yours truly, Johnny Dollar, to name just a few. Download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening.
Are you kidding? You are kidding.
No, sir.
How come?
Because we wouldn't joke about free streams. Download a free trial now at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android. Check out the Radio Spirits app today with no risk or obligation. Just free When Radio Was daily streams.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Not all navigation apps are created equal. Nexit doesn't just focus on the destination, but also on the journey. That's because Nexit predicts where you're going and shows you only relevant next exits, with businesses and amenities that meet your needs while on the road. You may want a pet-friendly hotel, ice cream for the kids, and the cheapest gas. And so Nexit will find you a highway exit along your route with all of these. I caught up with Nexit's CEO, Randy Carpenter.
We want to fill in the gap on the stopping, the enjoyment, the preferences along the route. It's about direction. It's about relevance. It's about multi-search, multi-brand, multi-price. It's tailoring the trip the way you want it. And the more you use it, the more it knows you.
Download the free Nexit app today from the App Store for iPhone or iPad. That's N-E-X-I-T.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before the break, I was talking about actress Betty Lou Gerson. We just heard her in a 1951 Whistler production. Well, a decade later, she would provide the voice of the villain in Disney's 1961 animated version of 101 Dalmatians, the fur-wearing Cruella de Vil. I'm Greg Bell, and we're done this time around. Be sure, though, to visit us at whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.